morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, you.
Yes, you, guest 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
All right, restart.
If America's first marijuana legalization experiment is any indication...
It's not an experiment.
The end of prohibition can start smoothly, since retail
what
sales...
What is this, the 1920s?
...of recreational marijuana...
The roaring 30s.
...began in Colorado. Revenues from marijuana sales have continued...
Continued, huh?
Continued.
They have continued, huh?
You okay,
whoa,
buddy?
I had some contrario the other night.
Continued.
Trending
Royce,
up.
What did you do to Sean?
I have no idea.
At the same,
it was touching
like
that tree.
At the same time,
that legal tree.
I'm exhausted. It's not easy getting this swole.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bungholes.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Today is May 21st, 2014. It is 7-ish p.m. on the east-ish coast.
What do you mean, ish?
Shut up.
What up, my hippo-ishes?
I mean ish, like, you know, like on the radio when they want to take out curse words, but I don't want to bleep them, so they reverse them and they go like ish. That's what I mean.
Got it.
Okay. Bro, you're not even hard. Anyway, we're live. Oh, by the way, speaking of live, we'll have Phil Lord, if he's still
super
live.
Famous director, mutant Phil Lord.
He's not a mutant. He's my best friend.
Director of the year.
He's my best friend, though.
Ooh.
Best friend ever.
We also have some exciting news.
Not more exciting than my best friend calling in.
It's quasi-exciting. If anyone listened to last night's Dutch and Royce, we
no,
heard...
No, I didn't.
We
I
heard,
did not. I wasn't even there.
We heard OG... Hippo Juice, Nathan Aaron, calling in about his web series, but we, of course, chastised him about old Hippo Juice footage that he never finished. He found the stand-up Waxdown footage, and he gave it to Kevin,
uh-huh.
And now it is in our secure hands of our video editor,
nice.
So hopefully we'll see something of that soon.
Whoa, secure hands? You mean drunken hands.
The problem is
slow hands.
The problem is Kevin's so fat.
So fat.
You understand? It's not even a show bit. It's what I do. We do in life now. I don't stop saying it about everything.
I know. I thought of at work all day, but I couldn't say it because I'd get in trouble.
And are people at your work mostly fat?
Are they fat?
Yeah, there's a lot of fat people at my work.
Oh, well, that's probably why you want to say it so much.
Probably.
I just look around. I'm like, why is everybody so fat?
Don't do that.
10 minutes later, fired.
That's an HR nightmare.
Eating a donut.
Oh, God damn it. All right. So We could go into some stories, I guess, or we could go right into John's
thing.
John's OK Cupid thing, I guess. OK Stupid, I guess we're calling it.
Let's OK Stupid this bitch up.
All right. For those who don't know, while Marie and whoever's doing to pull it up, for those who don't know, last week, and if you don't know, fuck you. What are you doing? Catch up.
Yeah.
Seriously. I have it.
You have it. Okay, good.
All right.
We set up John with an OK Cupid account.
OK Stupid.
OK Stupid. Account.
Stupid.
No, we're
gonna
get.
We'll dry
you
off.
Very dumb.
Stupid.
So we're trying to make it as legit as possible, not just be goofy like when we made Duchess.
Because we want John to have a girlfriend,
right?
Or at least have some pussy on the side.
So,
or to have you guys have a new best friend.
So yesterday.
Yeah, mostly that.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
We had John. Email some girls. Well, John didn't. John didn't
email some girls,
but we emailed for John.
Love doctors did.
Yes,
you guys are my love doctors.
We're your love gurus.
We're his spirit animals, so we just do the work for him.
So,
can I be a praying mantis?
No, you can be a shut up nowist.
We messaged a 22-year-old in Fort Lauderdale the other day, and we got a response. So, would you like to know what you said? Before we jump into
said. Can we do reverse
cowgirl
style?
Reverse cowgirl?
Yeah.
Well, because she didn't.
We're not giving her name, by the way. We're not giving the screen name. Nothing. So
nothing.
Fuck you guys.
I want to see what she said anyway. We got to figure out what.
You're not going to ruin this for us, guys.
All right.
I will try to describe her as best I can.
Okay. I will read. Well, no, Royce, describe her first. You're right.
All
right.
She's blonde. She's 5'2", I believe.
That's so hot.
Pull the deets.
Yeah.
She's 5'6".
Dude.
Orientation, she's bisexual. Right there, bro. Bonus points.
Bonus.
There you go.
Ethnicity,
boner points.
White.
As long as
boner points.
If we ever do get into doing the sex, the person that she's doing the sex with as well is not a dude with a stupid hipster bush.
Okay, no, well, first of all, don't ever refer to it as doing the sex.
Right. So why don't we stop there?
Because that right there.
It's going to hurt things. She's 5'6", excuse me. Her diet is mostly anything. Okay, the rest of the stuff is stupid. I'll describe her. She is a blonde. Clearly a cosplayer. I don't want to give what she cosplays like, because I think you can find it in like 2 seconds.
Can you tell? Well, somebody write it in Skype.
Someone show Dutch.
Yeah, I'll just give you the.
She's got some piercings.
Some
some tattoos also.
There's nothing wrong with this.
She's petite. I would say blonde. She has nice boobs. I would say she's pretty decent boobs for her size. For her size, she has good boobs.
I have a feeling I'd probably break her in two, which is awesome.
Okay, but that's not. Don't
John,
say that because
John.
John, you're not helping.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm
calm
flustered.
Down. Calm down, everyone. Calm down.
Do you need me to suck you
Ooh,
off to get relaxed, there, buddy?
Pie.
Very cute.
Hottie Bumalati, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's hot, bro.
John, have you seen what she looks like yet?
This morning when I clocked into work, Royce sent me all these like messages and showed me like her pictures, and I immediately while I'm like. Hydrostatting a tank, I get a boner. I'm like, fuck.
Okay, so
stop. This is not going to help. If we get you, we're going to try to set up a date. That's
when
the next
you're
step.
Okay. When all you're right,
let's
in the
I
eye.
Can behave.
Don't
I can
say
behave.
It. He's all
so
worked up.
Yesterday, myself, D, and Marie were sitting down and sending messages to ladies, and this one that responded. So this is us ghostwriting.
Well,
not
the whip.
Writing the
not
whip.
The whip.
Ghostwriting with a W.
Joel wanted
like Wu Tang.
Royce.
Yes.
Joel wanted to read her response first.
Oh, you
want to
do it backwards because Joel's an idiot.
I want to just guess to see what it was that she was.
All right,
responded.
I'll read hers. Royce,
I have
then
no idea.
You can read yours since you wrote most of it, but I'll read hers. She replied, I'm not sure if you're a client or you've dated someone I know, but you look familiar. Also, Skip Dawson, your little Donald Duck hat should be sufficient.
Okay,
hey, you were one that I was like, I don't want to post that picture. You guys are awesome.
Told you.
So John, or quote John, meaning you three,
yeah,
said,
John's.
Have I got
Team John? Just hashtag Team John.
Okay, Team John said
yes.
Have I gotten a handy tug from you? And do you work at that at that massage parlor on whatever street?
No, sir. Buzz yourself wrong.
Close. So,
buzz yourself wrong.
What was the rest of it again?
You're close, Dutch.
I'm not sure if you're a client or if you've dated someone I know, but you look familiar.
Okay.
Also, Skip Dawson, your little Donald Duck hat should be sufficient.
Okay, so you guys said, are you into kinky shit with things from DuckTales?
Nope. Okay, now let me read what we wrote. Hey, do you like the rapper Common? How about all the stuff we have in common?
That's what you started.
Oh my God, that is so awesome.
Listen, just, I'm hilarious.
Keep yeah, going. That was D. That was D. Well, no, collabo. I'm not going to give all the fucking credit. Fuck you, bro. Hey. That was a collabo.
I'm going to have a really sad beat-off session if that like fails it for me.
Okay, no, you crazy? That's what got her to reply, you idiot.
Oh, my bad.
This is one of everybody who's on OkCupid.
So. All right, how about all the stuff we have in common, like cosplay, drinking at Epcot, and white girl dancing and sparkly eyebrows? Just kidding, I don't drink at Epcot. that was D. That was D.
There you go.
Okay. Who's your favorite X-Men? Question mark. My buddy told me that I should watch Dawson's Creek to learn how to better speak to women. How am I doing? Boom, John. Now you want me to read the reply again so it makes sense?
Yes. No, I got it. Oh, you can if you want to.
I'm not sure you're a client or you've dated someone I know, but you look familiar. She works at a barber shop, by the way, in her profile.
I like how she just skipped over everything you said.
Yeah.
It was a barber slot. It's a barber shop slop. Slash bar.
Barber slop. Slot.
Slop. It's you go get sloppy at barber the barber slop. Shop.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea. Barber slop? Oh, yeah. A bar? Barber? I like it.
Yeah.
Market it. Take it to Shark Tank. I don't watch that TV show, but just take it to an actual Shark Tank. It works the same way, I think. So now we have to reply, and I figure we'll do it on air and help, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes. So the only thing that she said that we can go off of is she thinks she knows John and she likes his Donald Duck hat, but maybe
I'm
not
assuming
Dawson's
you have a
Creek.
Picture with that in it then?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a little sailor hat.
Yeah, I went to Walmart and they had sailor hats at like 3
quick,
in the morning.
John, is there a con coming up in South Florida or something that you
as a matter of fact, there is.
When?
June.
June is next month.
Here's,
so
yeah, so what you can do, before that could have lunch to discuss cosplay ideas for that event beforehand.
Boom.
So you guys could go to June.
And
so
here's
setting
my
yourself
thought
up,
on that one. Nobody does lunch anymore. You kind of have to
anymore.
Yeah. Happy hour.
Stupid like dating
what the fuck
website.
Ever.
Hey, it's just lunch for all you execs out there. It's just lunch.
How about happy hour? It's after work. You say you're a working professional that has responsibilities, but also it's not dinner per se because it's 5 o'clock.
I have one where you just meet at Taco Bell. It's called It's Just Diarrhea. And it's, I think
it's just fourth lunch.
It's going to catch on.
Is that?
Here's my problem. I think that if you're they drinking? Go outside of something like a cosplay event, like because she's not going to get to know John's goofy side. And that would be there. If they just go to lunch. We should be dating her over the, you know, inner tubes until the con event. I really
no, I am not going to no, I am not what I am not going to fucking
no. They should go out this
no,
weekend.
No, they should go out ASAP. Why not?
No, let's that's Cyrano de Bergerac this thing until
no, the no. Thing. I just executive decision.
Big
no,
big penis.
No, the answer is no. We're
whoa,
doing
whoa,
this now.
John, relax. We got you, bro.
John, I'm not saying set up a the next
John.
Meeting,
we but, ask her. If she's willing to dress up like a clown for sex.
D, you have I like where you're going.
We should have asked that first sentence. I
believe that was important to John or a couple shows ago. So.
John, are you thinking of SuperCon? Because that's in July. That's July 3rd through 6th.
No, there's a different one that's coming up in June. I think it's called like FamCon or something. Oh.
FamCon?
It's probably like an anime deal.
I'll look it up right now.
Please. Is it an anime deal?
Shut up.
Okay.
Is it anime?
All right. What'd you do wrong?
While John looks up the convention that's earlier than Florida SuperCon, let's start replying for John.
Who's going to type it?
Is it UltraCon?
I'll type. But you guys got to throw out ideas. Okay.
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 All right.
Go ahead, Dutch, since you're the...
Okay, so let's go
ladies man.
It's called Hero HypeCon.
Okay. Is it an anime deal?
We're going to try to set up a date for this weekend. This weekend with them. That's the goal of this email. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Well, I disagree, but either way.
I don't care. It's happening.
Okay. All right. Okay. So do you know where she works? She doesn't have that in her description, right?
She's barbershop/bar.
Right.
So you do know where it is.
Well, no, we don't know exactly where it is.
No, I have fucking idea.
But I mean, I can narrow it down. There's not probably that many in that area.
So let's key off what she said in the beginning. Be like, I might have been to your place. Which location do you work at again?
Or be like, I go to cons a lot because we never said that, and I dress up just like you do to link them that they have something.
No, we're going to do it first. Leading off.
We're going to do it first.
Okay. Get out of the day.
I'm going to have to go with whatever Royce, Marie, D, and Sean say over one person that is Dutch.
They asked me for my opinion. If you don't want my contribution, no, I'll sit back here and press buttons.
Want your opinion. I want your opinion, Dutch. Relax.
John, rattle. Jesus Christ. John, you've been Deadpool, Wolverine, and what?
Captain America and the commando from Borderlands 2.
And sexy.
Okay, you don't have to write all of them. Not every detail one. Just go to the well-known Deadpool ones. Wolverine.
The well-known one would have to be Deadpool.
All right, so I'm starting off with, I might have been to your place, but I also go to comic conventions. Have you seen me as Deadpool, Captain America, or Wolverine?
Sounds great. I like Marie over there. She's fantastic. That guy, not so much.
What would it hurt to be like, what location you work at again? You might have seen me from. That's where I was getting at, you shitheads.
Okay, I'll just put in parentheses. So where do you work?
Seriously.
Hold on.
Seriously.
Okay, I might have been to your place, parentheses, where do you work, comma, but I also go to comic conventions. Have you seen me as Deadpool, Captain America, or Wolverine?
I like your grammar, Marie.
She is impeccable.
That's good grammar. Now, I guess we. What do we?
Well, do we want? We want to keep it short-ish. We don't want to.
Well, obviously, you don't want to fucking talk her ear off,
right?
I want to. You guys want to end on a question, though.
Yeah.
You think we?
My idea is to invite her out for happy hour sometime, and we could talk about possibly going to a comic convention.
Well, when's the next con?
So I already looked it up, and I have the URL of the Hero Hype Con June 7th.
Okay.
So be like, hey, I'm going to this. If you want to come, and then
if you want to come, all
like,
right.
Hey, you want to meet up? No, you don't show up.
But spell come C-U-M. And
no, don't do that, Royce.
And put a wiki face because it was like coming. Sorry,
Royce.
Because it makes jokes better.
You're losing.
I wonder if she's a cosplay deviant.
Then that's even better, bro.
Even better for you.
I think that's, a little more disarming than going, hey, let's go get drinks. You know, if you go, hey, I'm going to this. Are you going too?
And then better says, yet. Yes, oh, better yet.
Like, hey,
wait.
Or what if she's a whore?
Next Thursday.
Whoa. What?
Next Thursday is comic book night at the Falcon
allegedly.
Club. I'm going there dressing up.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect. Thursday.
Yeah, meet up there.
It's a public place.
Yep.
Exactly.
Near a police station.
Right. For internet dating, right, I'm assuming you're going to want to do like a, hey, I'm going to be at such and such public event if you want to meet up. Not let's go to a date with
no
one else. But
right.
Just
let's meet in an alley and bring no one.
Right. That's what it comes across.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I said, I might have been to your place. Where do you work? But also, I go to comic conventions. Have you seen me as Deadpool, Captain America, or Wolverine? Hey, I'm going to... Oh, I don't need to say hey again, but...
Hey.
I'm going to Hero Hype Con June 7th. Will I see you there? And then link to URL. If not, I'll be at the Falcon Pub for comic book night this Thursday if you want to meet up. Wait, is this tomorrow?
No, Thursday.
That's tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh, I'm fucking shit. No, next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
There you go.
All right, yeah. But that's not the weekend, though, because it's like, you know.
Even better. Who cares?
All right.
Yeah, she's seriously. 22. And look. She doesn't look like she's made great life decisions, let's be honest. So I can't really think. Let's be honest.
Lesbianist
is actually my lesbian talk show I'm developing for the Logo Network. Now you spoiled it.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
You idiot.
I didn't know that was
a moron.
Hashtag copyright.
Yeah, okay. Now it's fine, but you didn't know that. It could have been stolen immediately.
Well, I just, you know.
Do not ruin my talk shows again. Idiot. Oh,
this
ever.
Girl looks like she has so many issues. It's awesome.
Isn't it great?
All right.
And
so,
I saw in one of her pictures she has a piano, so I guess she's musically inclined.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Or she could just got her picture taken in a house that had a piano.
No way. Bullshit,
just,
bro.
Like, a queef on a piano like Bach.
Okay.
John, you're the one that has to be nice. We can be dicks. You have to be nice.
All right, guys. I think for a send-off on this, I think that's long enough. I should say I can bring my Donald Duck hat.
Ooh.
Great. Now I got to buy a Donald Duck hat.
No, the hat that you wore there. Did you not buy it?
No.
I'm no, sure I fucking put it on my head like what everybody else does.
Okay.
I don't buy
all right. How about that? I'll bring. How about that, John? John, then say, I'll bring whatever hat you want.
No, shut up. That's way too creepy.
Oh.
A balloon hat.
I'll be standing there wearing
silly
nothing
hats,
but my condom.
Silly hat's optional.
What? But yes, Marie, but that's
yeah,
still.
Yeah, silly hat's optional.
Fine.
That's not how
I like it.
Dudes no,
talk. it is how John talks. Shut up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, boom, John, is how we ended the last one, as you seem to reply. So I think we
yeah,
can keep going
like,
on the weirdo
like
trend, and it's fine.
I just want to tie in the last thing she said with what I'm saying.
Oh, then butt sex.
Hashtag
I'll
just
bring,
saying.
I'll bring my hats if you bring your
tits.
Stupid hair.
Oh, damn it.
Tits. You bring
this
your tits.
Why I don't listen to you, Dutch.
Oh, how about this? She has a picture with her wearing a a Stormtrooper
yes.
helmet. Yeah,
yes.
Be like, I'll bring my hat if you bring your Stormtrooper helmet.
Her hips look sexy in that picture, too.
Right, your uh-huh. hips look sexy in that picture, too. No, don't say that.
And I don't. I can't lie.
I like saying silly hats are optional.
Yeah, guess Marie, if you're going to go meet her at a 1920s fair and buy her
all
a pop.
Right,
silly
okay.
hats optional is like a
I
corporate way of trying
Marie
to make a joke.
Said that
like,
to me.
How do we know she's not catfishing us?
How do you know we're not catfishing her?
Look what we're doing. Shut up.
Yeah, we are kind of catfishing
just
her.
Just go buy our own. No, we're not because John, we really are going
John,
to send
John's
him
right here.
Yeah, because we're going to present John.
Well, John
he
is also known
real,
as
he's manly chest.
That's what I call him off here.
Just because John can afford a team of people to get him on our dates, that doesn't mean anything's wrong.
John plays
oh,
for
she's
a
whore.
You guys are retainer.
Catfish Manzari.
Did you hit the personality tab in this?
Mm-hmm.
And they know how they have like a little bar graph or whatever. The less pure thing is all the way to the left.
Boom.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So she is a prostitute?
No, yes. You idiot.
I don't like listening to Dutch.
Is giving handjobs prostitution, though?
Like, if you do it for money, yes.
Yes.
No, not really, though. It's not like going inside of an orifice.
Are you giving handjobs for money,
look,
Dutch?
It doesn't
Dr.
matter.
Orifice?
That's maybe. How he justifies it to himself.
I give handjobs with my mouth all the time, and I get money for it. And
this
nobody,
is called blowjobs.
No, it's giving.
I give handjobs with my vagina.
It's a handjob
with
a mouth.
That's sexy. That's not. Just because they're called handjobs.
Oh, I'm going to use that, by the way. Can I get a hand job from your mouth?
Can I get a hand job from your mouth? Followed by your vagina.
It's funny.
So is this good enough to send? I have yeah, deleted silly hats optional.
It. Read it back.
Okay. I might have been to your place, parentheses, where do you work? But I also go to comic conventions. Have you seen me as Deadpool, Captain America, or Wolverine? I'm going to Hero Hype Con June 7th. Will I see you there? If not, I'll be at the Falcon Pub for comic book night next Thursday if you want to meet up. Dash. Silly hats optional.
We all decided against that one.
I like silly hats
I
optional.
I like it.
I don't like you. Shut up, D.
The two girls like it.
Fine. Well, just leave it in there. Just
I say,
fine. Right. Send.
I say let it go.
Just she's going to look it. At me like, it looks like
send it.
His proper girlfriend wrote this for him.
I don't care.
Did you send it?
She's bisexual, so who cares?
I sent it. So exactly. Now you can't undo
I'll
it.
Be happy.
Okay.
All right. Has she replied?
Has she replied yet?
Did she reply yet? Because it's going to affect right, why.
Refresh.
You know what's crazy?
Reply? Did she reply?
It affects.
Is she replying yet?
It starts affecting all of our feelings except for John's if she doesn't reply. Well,
click on
dude, what the fuck? Are we not good enough for you?
This girl?
Click on the tab and then press F5 and refresh and see if.
No, don't!
If she sent a message.
There's no
I
way.
I would feel upset because I really want to give this girl a hug.
I want to give you a hug, Ron.
You just want to feel her boobs.
Yes.
I really want to give her a hug.
That's what hugs are for.
5'6". No, 5'6", it said.
5'6".
Okay.
Like one of those things like when you hug her from the front and she's so tiny that like your left and right hand touch opposite shoulder blades.
Oh, dude, she looks like she either had a cutting problem or some kind of a eating disorder when she was in junior high.
Had?
That's great for you.
I would love to believe that you are wrong, Dutch.
It's better for you if that were the case. Damaged chicks are great.
That I agree with. I mean, they are. It's just a fact.
How great are they?
I don't know. Like, really? It's not a good joke. Come back to me. I wouldn't know. You
how good are they?
Let me know you're setting me up earlier so I have stuff ready. I didn't know the joke was coming.
All right, we'll get back
fine.
To you later.
Sean, do you have a story?
I don't think I want this one, but maybe.
Nothing that can top mine.
That one's good.
This is a Florida story.
I got to do the thing.
Yep. Is that the radar gun one?
Yeah.
Okay, I played it. It's a video. I can grab. I got it. Don't worry about
everyone from Florida is stupid.
I'm gonna like take everyone this version of the song and speed up really fast to make this.
Okay.
Okay.
And then make one slow.
Okay.
And then we'll have a 50-50 chance of which one we play.
Can we make a new one that's just like Florida stories are so fat?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Why don't you just say that and Dutch will cut it?
Yeah, just hold on, everybody, shut
stop
up.
Stop the
say
music.
It right now.
Stop the music.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't want the music?
No,
because I'll do it later.
All right, D.
Florida. Oh. Florida stories are so.
No, start again.
Start again.
Oh my God. Okay.
Do it over.
Florida stories.
Three, two, one, go.
Gotta get closer to the mic.
Yeah, okay, let's try. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna do the one. Okay, five, four.
Don't eat it. No, don't eat it. Okay, a little bit. There you go.
Go.
Florida stories are so fat.
You die,
Dutch!
Die!
Hold on, I'm sorry. I had a tick in my throat.
Was it my penis?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Penis is so fat.
He does have a big fat penis.
All right, that'll work. You will choose that. It's fine. Okay. All right.
30.
Carl Kusky called.
Okay, this guy's terrible. This is all terrible.
Bought the number for our benefit, then gave the driver the gesture as a sign of give him a break.
We're trying to get him slowed down.
His neighbors know he's been at it a while now, but he insists.
I am not a wild-eyed vigilante.
Sir, I'm not Oliver Queen.
Sir, nobody thinks you're wild-eyed visionaries. Nobody thinks it.
You want to try that one more time?
He loves his home and loves his neighborhood.
I don't know what heaven's like, but I really don't care because I have heaven right here.
Heaven
except
on
for
Earth.
That. It's a safety issue.
Ooh,
and
baby,
it's an
do you know
noise
what that's
issue.
Worth?
Yes, both. Oh, 25.
Emo Phillips.
Thank you.
Baby, Jesus Mark, you know many people cut through on.
So this old man is standing outside shooting radar at everyone that drives by.
Oh, God.
The one-mile street. A street with a bike and golf cart lane and a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit. He's created a packet of information and photos showing the issue of people not driving 25. And he'd like to see the limit reduced to 15.
What?
With speed humps, two more stop signs, and a sign saying no through traffic.
And fucking two turrets, a fucking helicopter, three ninjas,
just likes
all the Ninja Turtles,
a direct line to the National Guard,
fucking sharks,
and a slip and slide.
Is Iron Man available for patrol?
Yeah, fucking Christ, bro.
Dickhead this guy is.
Holy shit, enough.
How old is he again?
I don't know, fucking a lot.
50 something, crazy, old enough to be crazy.
I have some ideas.
Sure, what are your ideas, John?
Slip and slide.
Okay. That'd be fun, I guess.
At the eighth of every hour, just a pool of oil just gets shot out of the sidewalk.
It's very Mario.
All right. And a moat in the median to keep Black Knight at bay.
Why is there a Black Knight?
I'm serious. I want to get this guy on the phone. Seriously.
I want to have I want him to have a lever that if he pulls it, road spikes pop up, so he can just totally just pop everyone's tires and cause a car crash.
That would be terrible. Get his info. I'll call him on the show right now. Go to the story. See if you find his number. See if you want to interview him. And I'm just curious. Let me keep playing this. Maybe see if you find it. I would like.
Why not road spikes? Why stop there? Why not those 3 foot tall cement pylons that just come jutting out of the cement?
Ooh, or that. Or let's just get him a bazooka.
Perfect.
How about instead of stoplight cams, he just shoots confetti?
From time to time, of people he feels are going too fast, and post.
He takes pictures of the people.
And then masturbates to them.
That doesn't. Okay.
Feverishly.
I don't think that's true.
Just them on his Facebook page.
Would you want people taking your picture if you're driving down the road and putting it on a Facebook page?
I wouldn't mind. If I was breaking the law. Or being a problem? We're going to get something done.
He insists.
You are being a problem.
You're not going to get any. The thing is it's 25, okay?
I have a story relatable to this that happened 2 days ago.
Or how about the one that happened to me yesterday? I talked about on Dungeon.
Oh, my God.
I was screaming at my neighbor.
What's John's story?
Go ahead, John.
I was driving down because all of the speed limits around my neighborhood are 25, and there's almost literally no sidewalks except for one. So I'm driving. I'm on my way to work, and this, and I'm driving. I'm going like maybe 25, like maybe 30. And this guy, all of a sudden, like he's walking towards me on the opposite side of the road. He does this like strafe where he thinks I'm driving extremely fast, and he tries to get in front of my car. So I I'm now driving in the grass. I stop my car, spin back around. And I turn back around to him. I get on my car. I go, "Do you have a fucking problem? Do you have a death wish?" And he's and I'm getting in his face, and he's putting his hands. And he goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! I don't want any trouble. You're just going too fast." I'm like, "How fucking fast do you think I'm driving, motherfucker?" Oh my god!
Is Tokyo drifting you?
That's the worst of all the Fast and the Furious movies.
I imagine
did Tokyo drift you, bro.
He did. I totally
don't Tokyo drift me, bro.
Did anyone
don't
else
Tokyo drift me, bro.
Imagine a series of awesome car chase scenes, like John like swerving off into the grass and flipping the car around and spinning around the old man a couple of times.
And then Ludacris song is playing. Yeah, I know.
I didn't know what he was going to fucking do, so I had because I went to the gun show a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I got a gun show right here.
And I picked up one of those for my car. I picked up one of those retractable steel batons. So I pull that out. I go, "Are we going to have a problem? Are you going to do this again? Because okay, I live in this fucking area."
Are you sure that you thought maybe he did all this stuff and then you just flipped out on a guy who wasn't even aware that you were there?
No, I really pulled this shit out.
I know you did. I'm just saying, did he actually do... What did he do again? I missed that part of the story. Did you
he
guys
was
catch
walking,
that?
He was doing a morning jog or whatever on the opposite side of the road.
Or
and he
yog.
Did one of these things where I guess he tries to slow someone down, and he walks in the middle of the street into my car to maybe slow me down or maybe be like, "Hey, buddy."
Did he have his hands out and say, "Hey, slow down"? Or you think he maybe just was not paying attention and just kind of wandered in the street?
Why would he walk into like?
You know what? I don't like that you're just overreacting with people that are just trying to give you a friendly reminder to slow down.
Royce,
you know?
That's exactly what happened
really?
To you.
There
really?
Are people in this neighborhood that go 55 and don't even
okay.
go.
Okay,
John, don't let Royce egg you on. That's exactly what's been happening to him, and he's been pestering an old lady in our neighborhood.
Yeah, his defense is that because she doesn't have her Shih Tzu on a leash, he should be able to drive as fast as he wants.
Well, I don't like any of those defenses. And John, was he jumping up and down on you like Donkey Kong?
We have this gentleman's number.
He kind of got spooked because he had no idea that someone would actually get out of their car and confront him. So he kind of like crapped his pants him. When I came out.
Literally?
Like, the closet.
What was he doing? What, did he say anything before you got out of your car? Was he like doing something with his hands or was he just walking?
Like he was like, I can... like read his lips what he was saying, but he was like saying like slow the fuck down or something, but I'm not even speeding, and but he's all the way in my lane, so I'm literally driving into like debris that's being getting ready to be picked
you
up
and me and debris.
But I thought when the car guys
good reference.
But like I spin around and I fucking come back to him. I get out of my car with my weapon, like, at my side.
Your
and
weapon?
Say, and you say, weapon. You never had your car.
Your gun? Oh, your Glock?
No, man. I already told you. I have a telescope. It's like an asp. It's a telescoping
an
baton.
Ass. You have an ass?
You're an asp.
You're an asshole.
Sorry.
So what happened?
Sorry, go ahead.
Did I just run away from you?
No, he walked like he was backing. He put his hands back. He maybe he realized what he did was stupid, and he probably won't do it again. But like,
dude, all you're trying to do is keep the neighborhood safe, and you have to just make a scene, and scream. I don't even understand why. Voice. What?
Dude, like, there's incoming line. Traffic lane and an oncoming traffic lane. He walked into both of them to try to maybe slow me down.
Okay.
All I'm saying is respect your neighbors, I guess.
Ah, fuck this asshole.
Yeah.
He probably didn't even live because there's a tennis court that's right by my house that apparently everyone doesn't want to pay to go to. Like,
where do you live? With the Beverly Hillbillies?
I guess.
So, okay. So the guy, so did you kill him? Is he alive?
No. Like, I got in my car. I was fucking
pissed.
He's
dead.
So why don't we call this, we could call this gentleman with the radar gun now. I mean, if you would like, ask him if he wants to be interviewed.
Yeah, if Marie goes to the chat.
Marie, if you go to the chat, you've been sent some information.
I got it.
Dutch, you sound the most professional. Would you like to ask him if you'd like an interview?
Sure.
Okay. Marie, if you'd like to call this gentleman, that would be great.
You sound like I'm a promo producer.
No, you, Sean, you will come back to this. You come back.
Calling now.
Okay.
Sean doesn't like this, does he?
What's his name again? Real quick.
Carl.
Carl what?
I don't remember.
Carl Weathers.
K-U-S Cusky.
Carl Cusky.
Hello.
Hi, is Mr. Carl Cusky there?
No, he isn't right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We're with the More Like Radio channel, and we were looking to see if we could get an interview with him sometime. Tonight we have one of our shows that are live, and actually you're live right now. So.
Okay. Well, he probably will be home within a half hour.
Within a half hour? Is it okay if we call back then?
Sure.
Thank you. What, who am I speaking with again?
I'm sorry?
Who am I speaking with again?
This is his wife, Bonnie.
Oh, hi, Bonnie. Thank you very much. We'll be calling back in about a half hour, and he'll be live on the air once we call him back. Is that okay?
That's fine. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
She's so nice.
She sounds adorable. Like a sweetheart. And he's just a cock.
Whoa, we're just hey, hold on. We've done nothing wrong.
This guy's retired military, bro.
We're not being mean. We're gonna ask for an interview. There's nothing wrong with interviewing him, right?
Ask for an interview. We'll see how it goes when it happens.
He's retired military.
We've done everything fine. We're just gonna ask for an interview.
We got to respect this dude. If he's retired military,
yeah, bro.
We gotta respect.
Whatever.
Carl McCusky, NYPD.
Carl
McCusky.
John, save it for Phil, bro. Save it for Phil.
It's not McCusky. Come on, say his name.
What's his last name again?
Carl S. Cusky. Cusky?
Earl S. Cusky Esquire. Ted Theodore Logan.
We are Wild Stallions
of the Road.
Okay. Oh, this is a little more of the story. Let's just finish it off. How about that?
He's not out here all that often, just enough to make a point. He's had a few negative comments and gestures, but he feels most are with him.
Carl will be taking all of his radar gun findings and some of those photographs to Lady Lake City leaders, hoping to get some changes made for his peace of mind and for safety. Reporting in the Villages.
Remember that the reporter's name was David McDaniel? Because I want to ask Carl how if David McDaniel smelled like shit. I'm just curious because
he looks like he smells bad.
He looks like he's been, you know, when you're out in a suit all day when it's too hot, he looks like he smells really bad. Like at the end of the day, it's bad.
It's Lake County. Dave McDaniel, West 2 News.
So his name is Carl Cusky?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Carl Cusky, NYPD.
He's not NYPD.
No, he's not. He doesn't live in New York.
I'm going to make that my question. So did you ever serve on the NYPD?
Oh, man, he's not.
Military.
Yeah, the 842nd Battalion.
What? More like the 1st Battalion. He's pretty old.
I don't think our buddy Phil would want to get on that phone call. So no, that's not. I don't believe that someone making $65 million opening weekend movies wants to risk it by making a funny prank call with us. I don't believe.
I don't think it's a prank call.
When's he coming on?
8:30.
Okay, we can squeeze that guy in before then.
We can squeeze one out before then.
Yeah, we'll just hit him up after the break.
Like to squeeze one into that girl.
We'll have to cut Carl off before his stories start rambling. As most old people do.
All right. Well, while we wait for that, why don't we move on to the next story, Sean?
All right. Man says he stole schoolgirls' gym uniforms because he wanted to wear them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. A man in Japan. Let's see here. Police have arrested a 53-year-old man who broke into a school in Gifu and stole...
Where's Gifu?
It's in Japan.
Well, then you're not reading it right.
Schoolgirls'
gym
uniforms.
No, read it from the
uniforms.
Beginning. Read it right. I gave it to you for a fucking reason. It's Japan today.
Come on, read it.
So read it from the beginning, right?
First of all, I am very offended. You assume that I am Japanese. I am a Chinese. I am some of
whatever.
I addressed this to you many times. You wound eye. You're a very racist man.
Listen, just read the story.
Oh,
now just do it.
Oh no, but I'm
stop
already.
Stop squinting. I guess you have to. Go ahead.
Police have arrested a 53-year-old man who broke into school in Gifu and stole two schoolgirls' gym uniforms.
What? Okay, go ahead.
According to police, the suspect, identified as Kochi Hiroshi, works at Tekken.
Is he the guy that trained Ralph Macchio?
No.
The Karate Kid?
No.
It is.
No, yeah. It's Fred Samson.
No, that's not. He was
Samsonite. I was way off.
All right. I'm
okay, you can read it right.
According to the police, the suspect works at a technical college in Wakayama Prefecture.
Wakawaka?
No, Wakayama.
Wakawaka?
Wakayama.
Wakawaka?
Prefecture. NTV quoted police as saying that Hiroshi broke into the high school in Gifu at around 2:30 a.m. They really want you to know where this happened.
I wonder what the N stands for in NTV.
No, don't bait me.
I'm just wondering.
Not bait me.
Nice TV.
Nice TV.
No.
Right.
D, you're a piece of shit.
At around 2:30 on Sunday and stole two uniforms from the changing room in the gym.
That's
police.
Not the first time I've been told that.
And it won't be the last, D. Nope.
He was caught because he was giggling like.
That's not how they all laugh.
All of them.
Hiroshi was apprehended on the school premises. Was quoted.
But did he become the new Ninja Warrior?
No, he's quoted by police as saying he wanted to wear a girl's.
He didn't
gym
leave
uniform.
Because he couldn't get through the human Tetris hole.
He just wanted to put on their clothes.
What's
it's
the most
crazy.
Woman clothes you've put on, Dutch?
Oh, I had it on the air that one time where someone I put my clothes in the dryer at my whatever, and I guess someone must have left like a pair of panties in there. Remember, I wore them on the air.
Yeah, just the panties though.
Yeah, it was just that.
Okay. Royce, what girl clothes have you worn?
I've put on girl panties before. I don't remember
what
reason.
Who okay? Who hasn't on this show worn girl panties?
I know Sean has.
I haven't worn girl panties, but I've
Sean?
Worn a bra.
A bra, that's right. Sean's worn a bra.
John's done it on the air too.
Sean's worn a bra. I know John has as well. Most all of us have, I guess.
Everybody's worn girl panties. That's nothing weird about that.
Yeah,
I've worn
so
a
feel
bra
good on your
and a
dick.
Skirt.
I should shut my window.
And heels. Yeah, don't yell that out in the neighborhood, Dutch.
Yeah, God forgiving.
D, I'm wearing girl panties right now.
D, have you worn boy tidy whities?
Yeah,
me too. I always found it funny to put on Royce's underwear.
You wear tidy whities?
No,
I
don't.
I used to wear my husband's boxer briefs whenever I was on my period because they were more comfortable.
Stop.
Just let him just like
wonder
like,
why
explode
you got
like a ink.
I know. He was smart to divorce me.
Yeah.
Fucking Rocha.
Just
fucking
insane. Like, you know what I mean? You get your underwear back in the from the laundromat. And you're
yeah,
like,
all those boxers look like Rorschach test.
Right.
Fucking terrible.
What do you see?
A butterfly.
Butterfly. Happy clouds.
Yeah, Dee wasn't not wearing a panty or tampons while she was doing it.
I don't know. What do I know? I don't know how that vaginas work.
The only
that
time
way.
I'm
flowing.
I don't know how vaginas flowing. Work. I
just
like
found out last week that girls don't give birth through their ass. So
that what? Was last week we figured that out.
We all
now.
Found this out.
Yeah.
What, last week?
Yeah, on air. It's, yeah. They poop babies.
Huh.
No,
we don't poop babies.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. We found out you guys didn't poop babies. But my point is we did up to that point.
I'm still...
And they also rent out their uterus when they get their abortion.
Right, exactly.
Dude.
What?
Uterus. Remember, it's like an old... It's like a Russian home where they just like 15 families living in there. It's very odd. There's like a carpet outside that
the
they
hostel.
Hit with... Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It always
hostel
smells like...
Hostel takeover.
It smells like stew.
We're talking about your vag.
Yeah.
Stew Benton's.
Okay.
Does anyone own briefs? Like I haven't. I've always had boxers or boxer briefs ever since I was.
What are boxers?
I don't know.
I have boxer briefs. I mean, I do have. I did have a couple pair of tidy whities. There aren't any more.
Oof.
Boxer briefs are hot. I like.
Would that be like a super turn? Briefs. Would that be a super turn off to a girl? Like D, you're kind of a hoe bag. If you were to see a guy take off like tidy whities in bed, would that turn you off?
If they were like the white tidy whiteys, yeah, it would make me think of my dad. And I'd
weird,
be like,
right?
With your saggy white tidy whiteys. But like, my cousin buys really expensive underwear because he's gay and that's like their thing apparently. So
they
want to like
be comfortable.
Hate, like their tidy whitey style, but they're like black and neon pink lining and they
yeah. light up.
What if the tidy whiteys had a Batman on the front?
That'd be
like
okay.
A bat signal.
That's hot.
Like that's cool, right?
Yeah.
I used to have a pair of boxer shorts that were Superman, and they had the S on the front, and the elastic band said Man of Steel.
Nice.
Oh,
it'd be cool if it said Cock of Steel.
Show of hands, guys.
How can you see my hands?
Oh, sorry. Just a show of eyes.
How can you
thongs,
see my eyes?
Thongs or boy shorts?
Boy, I like boy shorts.
Boy shorts.
Boy shorts are more comfortable.
I like a smooth vagina.
Okay, we talked. We know, but we're not talking about that.
Congratulations.
Boy shorts or thongs, John?
Who's a boy shorts
well,
or thongs?
They have like the tan line, so it looks like they're wearing underwear.
And I like how you hit like 15 A's in a row before you went to smooth vagina.
Because I'm losing my mind here.
Barely, you're getting all riled up tonight.
Well, John's getting all excited. He may have a date soon.
Yeah,
I like the panties that are like the full back, but it's all lace. So it's all see-through.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah. Eh. I don't know. I like me some boy shorts.
We
and a nice
like
big
boy
muff.
Shorts.
You and your fucking muff, you fucking weirdo.
I love
one time I choked on a girl's pube in my mouth. It was,
oh my God, so did I. You hit the back of your tongue?
Yeah, and I
choked on a dude's.
Yeah, one of the first chicks I ever ate out when I was in college. Or not college, sorry, high school. That happened. Oof.
I think everyone's had that. It sucks.
Yeah.
I remember one time a girl was going down on me, and then like when she released, like, She was like,
released?
What did she release? Wait.
Were you hunting a shark?
How did this work?
Yeah, I was
going to
say, yeah,
she unhinged her jaw.
Anyway, but then she was like coughing or whatever, and she went back, and she came back, and on the tip of my dick was one of my pubes.
Pubes.
I was like, is that what was bothering you? She goes,
is that pubis so fat?
This is horrible.
Pubes.
You have the best.
Why do I giggle at pubes?
The very first time I ever gave a blowjob, like, I always thought you were supposed to swallow. Like, I thought that's what you're supposed to do, but I'd never done it before.
I'm or the entire, like, actually swallow a dick.
The cum, not a dick.
Oh, okay.
I was pretty sure you weren't supposed to swallow the penis.
Well, it's like the first time, like,
I was pretty sure you weren't supposed to.
They think you're supposed to swallow, like, the smoke. I thought you thought, you know, to properly blow a dick, you're supposed to actually try to swallow a dick, and that's what makes it feel good.
And then regurgitate it back up.
In and out.
Oh, God, man, I get good.
Really hard.
When he came, it, like, surprised me, and it was just like a bam right to the back of the throat. I was like, it was so bad. And I was like, I had like tears running down my face. I was like, why would anyone do that? It's not good.
Then you steered away from guys.
That's funny.
I had to like teach myself the proper way.
A Dougie?
It's better to let
teach you how to Dougie.
Other people taught her how to Dougie.
You ain't fucking with my Dougie.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, sorry.
So what happened with the guy trying to steal the girls' outfits?
Nothing.
He was arrested.
Oh, good.
He turned into tentacles and artificially inseminated all the women in the high school with his eggs.
Sounds believable.
Weird.
Sounds like a hentai I watched.
Believable.
All right, Marie. You have the next story.
Which one should I pick?
I don't care.
Four.
I pick Port St. Lucie man goes on drug-induced rampage. It's a video.
Okay. Now, you did a lot of drugs, if I remember the story correctly.
Oh, it's so quiet. Can you turn my computer up?
No, because you're the one that Skype. But how about this? How about I play the video so I can turn it up?
Okay.
That way, we can solve that issue.
Okay.
You guys need to get a secondary sound.
Hey, you got to get a secondary shut up card for your face.
You do have to get a secondary shut up card for your face. I'll read the one.
Trying for.
Port St. Lucie neighborhood after a man police say was high on drugs dove headfirst through the windows of three homes. Police say.
Wait. At the same time?
Way they could get him. The St. Lucie neighborhood after a man police say was high on drugs dove headfirst through the windows of three homes. Police say.
Wait, that was only one.
That
home.
Was
way
only
they
one.
I already hit three. Whoa. I don't want to overdo it.
Under control was to
overdoing
fire a
taser. It is never heard of on Hippo Juice.
That's not true.
Never.
We do that all the time.
With the largest news team on the Treasure Coast, News Channel 5's John Shaman live in the neighborhood.
To be fair, they're the only news team on the Treasure Coast.
That guy sounds like like President Obama.
They
are the only
like
news
him.
Team on the
Treasure Coast. Where the incidents occurred. John.
Okay.
The way they
can
could get him
focus?
Under control was to fire a taser.
Dude, does it sound like Obama?
You're not listening to the greatness that this guy says.
It does kind of sound like Obama.
Shut up. He's
is the
though.
President doing the news now?
It's Obama.
Shouldn't he be presidenting?
That sounds like a conflict of interest.
It does.
Keep Obama in president, you know?
And the gentleman, I'm posting a picture in the chat now, looks a lot like, I don't know how to post an image. That's what it looks like.
You dumb motherfucker.
There it is. He looks like Matthew McConaughey playing a bad guy in a movie.
He does with a bad hair dye.
Or that one he won the Oscar for.
All right.
The one that looks like he had AIDS or whatever. What,
All right.
Three homes. Police say only way they could get him under control was to fire a taser.
You sure that's not President Obama?
Like
Obama?
Sounds like Obama.
My cadence is like that of a president.
This news team on the Treasure Coast, News Channel 5's John Shaman, live in the neighborhood where the incidents occurred. John?
Kelly Michael, the man arrested, was told to leave this house.
Was there a dog in the background?
Back in the TV thing, yeah.
Oh, I thought.
Back quiet, Lisa. The dog's barking.
The relative quiet of this block was literally shattered.
It's really frightening. You know, it was a terrifying situation.
Liz Tissetta says 42-year-old Hoyt Adams is the...
Hoyt?
Hoyt.
His name is Hoyt?
That's a sexy name.
Father of two sons with her daughter. Just before 7 a.m., Adams came inside.
My two sons. My name is Hoyt.
Is acting strange and ran into the bedroom of Tessetta's son.
Literally jumped out the window through the curtain.
Literally jumped out the window and then, oh my God.
I'm imagining jumps out.
What? I am king of this neighborhood.
Why do they always find an old Jewish lady to be outraged at things?
I'm on neighborhood watch.
I just don't know. He just jumped out the window.
It was Palm Beach.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. All right.
And then he proceeded.
I mean, the front door was
the-
right there, but for some reason, and they're brand new panes too.
It well, pains me to say such.
You know, hey, I just made a joke I didn't even mean to.
I hope I make it on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Are you guys all doing the here? Wife of Bob's Burgers now?
Kind of, yeah. A little bit.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Liz Tessetta.
John does great impressions.
Ooh, Bobby.
Oh, Bobby. Oh, look, it's a spice rack.
Says 42-year-old Hoyt Adams is the father of two sons with her daughter. Just before 7 a.m., Adams came inside this home acting strange and ran into the bedroom of Tessetta's son.
Literally jumped out the window through the curtain, through the blinds, and then he proceeded to roll on the grass over here.
After Adams rolled through the first window, and before he got to the window at the end of the block,
he got to the wall.
He tried to get into this home, here where Adams was actually stopped in a way by a piglet.
A what?
This is Piglet, one of two dogs Jenna Sinclair owns. Adams didn't make it inside because of the grate at the front window.
Poo.
Piglet's grate.
She jumps out the
Actually, I guess the lady had a recording thing in her house. I have a little bit of audio of what happened. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Oh, shit. It was Stone Cold Steve Austin. I knew it.
What? Just came through and busted my wife's new pane windows out.
Oh my God, Jared, you just ran us through the begonias.
You shut up, JR. The fact of the matter is, I like me some Jew broads. Let's see them puppies.
Okay, sorry. Let me go back to the story.
Remember that when WWE had nothing but chicks with huge tits and like,
yeah,
oh,
it was the 90s.
I'm pretty sure they still do, right?
No.
Of course they still do.
You can see the damage.
Some big fat fucking tits.
Language.
Sorry.
Stone Cold.
I like the apologetic
Stone Cold. Okay.
Adams did it this third home, shocking a couple getting ready for work. The couple.
He gave the couple a shocker.
He jumped into their home while they're getting ready. Yeah.
This sounds like the setup for that Turn Down for What music video.
It really does.
Telling me they heard yelling the and the cops arriving moments later.
He starts fighting with police, and we ultimately had to use a taser to subdue him.
A police say Adams had been taking the drug Molly, a chemical designed to mimic the effects of ecstasy to provide a euphoric high. It can also cause people to...
Now, can we get Miley Cyrus to to tell me what Molly is? Because I don't remember.
No. Papa Molly, I'm sweating.
Sweat profusely and have panic attacks.
It's not as... readily accessible as, like, say, prescription drugs would be.
So, kids, really, if you want to get high, get prescription drugs. Thanks, cop. You're fucking great.
We have seen Molly's in the city here.
Liz Tessetta doesn't want to see.
I have not.
There's Molly Ringwald.
This man anytime soon.
I hope they keep him wherever they have him at now and keep him for as long as possible.
I hope they put him in a box underneath the house somewhere we can't get out. All right.
Whoa.
Relax.
Well, one of those when...
Whoa, what was that? Was he rebooting? Was he rebooting?
I was going to say, it's a Peanuts parent.
As you saw, still shattering, you can see some temporary fixes.
Keep him for as long as possible.
Well, while one of those windows you saw...
How about don't say, well, while one, because it's never going to come out right.
Those are some fat wubs, man. Those are some really fat wubs.
Fucking dubstep enough.
Still shattered. You can see some temporary fixes
Frank,
on this home.
Don't you think we should retake
this...
that? No,
that's
good.
It's good.
Trying to hook up with the kids here.
The what?
Huh?
Huh?
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
Shut up. We'll just retake it.
I like out of touch news guy. The kids like the fat wobbles. That's what my daughter says.
What?
I don't know. Something about fat wobbles.
Oh, I like those.
home hurricane shutters back up. Now, as for Adams, he faces a number of criminal charges, including battery on a law enforcement officer and burglary. We're live in Port St. Lucie, John Shane, with WPTV, News Channel 5.
WPTV.
News Channel 5. Oh, what a cunt. News Channel 5.
News Channel 5.
What? Do you like the way he said News Channel 5?
News Channel 5.
That's a guy who probably was an intern at a radio station before he decided he wanted to do actual TV broadcasting.
I want
to
do.
You're supposed to sign out.
News Channel 5.
Can we hear that again?
You're listening to News Channel 5.
Yeah, I guess.
Just that.
I'm going to find it now.
Oh, you already clicked out of it?
On Channel 5.
I got it, though. It's not a big deal.
Paraplegic kid on South Park.
Whoa!
That's what that reminded me of.
Timmy?
What a terrific audience.
What a terrific audience.
The word is retarded. The word is retarded.
Police say was high on.
All right, skip past Obama.
This man anytime soon.
And then we have Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I hope they keep him wherever they have him now.
Bob's Burger's wife.
As long as possible.
Well, while one of those windows you saw still shattered, you can see some temporary fixes on this home and this home. Hurricane shutters back up. Now, as for Adams, he faces a number of criminal charges, including battery on a law enforcement officer and burglary. We're live in Port St. Lucie, John Shane, with WPTV, News Channel 5.
News Channel 5.
News Channel 5.
News Channel 5 is so fat.
The 5.
Come back on News Channel 5.
This sounds like someone else we knew.
Why is everyone on News Channel 5 so fat?
So fat.
So fat. There's no T in fat.
So coming up after the break.
Yes.
My dick.
All right.
Whoa.
John's dick.
Hot.
Joel's dick.
Hot.
Sean's dick.
Hotter.
Royce's dick.
Whoa.
D's
dick.
D's dick.
My dick.
And my dick.
I do.
Uh-oh.
Tons of dick.
Yay.
Round the clock. Dick parade.
Plus dick, Carl dick, Kusky's dick, his wife's Bonnie's dick.
That's right.
Reporter David McDaniel's dick,
and then OK Cupid's dick,
and then super director Phil Lord's dick.
Penis.
Hashtag
Phil Lord dick. We should get that going because it makes people know that he's coming up. Second hour, we're going to interview him, and hopefully it's not the last time. We always think we're going to ruin it, but so far he's probably does a lot
he's
of drugs.
Back.
Yeah.
Am I gonna, like, kinda...
Warlike Radio!
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? Let's find out. A one, a two, a three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done.
You know, the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Dirty birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop, are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
They're wacky, they're zany, they're a little bit crazy, they're missing the redneck, but that's okay because they're still here. That's right, the Sully Show. Sundays, noon to 2, right here on morelikeradio.com. Make sure you tune in, check out Dumbass of the Week, the Best of Craigslist, and more. You never know, might even have a special edition of the Redneck News. That's right, the Sully Show, following Tattoos and Touchdowns, noon to 2 on Sundays on morelikeradio.com.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, look, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Talk Radio Meltdown. Morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty. Morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Fortunately for you two, we're reviving a canceled undercover police program from the 80s and revamping it for modern times. You see, the guys in charge of this stuff lack creativity and are completely out of ideas. So all they do now is recycle shit from the past and expect us all not to notice. One of these programs involves the use of young, immature-seeming officers.
So are you saying that you're gonna send us into, like, a child sex slavery ring or something?
Sir, if I have to suck somebody's dick,
I will. It's just, I prefer not to.
I think you idiots are perfect. You're officially transferred.
All right.
That's great. Well, where should we report to?
Down on Jump Street. 37 Jump Street. No, that didn't sound right.
Back live on HippoJuice. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Or hashtag HippoJuice on Facebook or Twitter.
I give up.
Nothing lets me down.
That's right.
Okay, well,
so
I guess it's been...
Yep.
All right, Dutch, I
nailed
guess
it.
It's been half an hour. Do you want to call our pal Carl and talk about his radar gun escapades?
All right.
Or pop my mic up, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Hey!
I started talking, but I was like, I'm not hearing me. Okay. Yeah, we can try. John, you're the one who wanted to get him on the phone.
Oh, man.
Well, let Dutch, you start. And yeah. How about, okay, fine. Let's have, what's the name of the show? We get name of the show.
HippoJuice, man. We can do that.
Really? Fine. Go ahead.
Told me we're going to be on
how about
air.
Traffic talk?
No, HippoJuice traffic talk segment. Okay, go ahead, call.
Just stay with the HippoJuice.
Switching lanes.
Call. Dutch, you take the lead and we'll follow you. Go, call.
I got one more. The intersection.
All right, go ahead.
Remember, Bonnie and Carl.
Hello.
Hi. Is Carl there?
I'm sorry. He isn't.
Okay. This is the radio show that called in earlier. We just wanted to check in to see if he was there.
Right. No, he isn't. How late can you call him?
We're going to be on for another hour or so, but we're booked up with interviews. About what time do you think he'll be back?
Well, I didn't realize the time. I thought it was later than it was. So he definitely would be here by 9, I'm sure.
I think we're going to be off there. But maybe next week then.
Okay. You're not going to call in the morning then?
No. It's a nightly. It's an afternoon drive show.
Oh, okay. All right. Somebody had talked to him earlier about talking to him at 9 in the morning.
Oh, okay. I'm sure he's probably getting, but we all saw that piece, and I'm sure everybody wanted to get an interview with him.
Oh, okay.
So, about the good piece that he's doing. So, but,
okay.
So, yeah, okay. Maybe we'll try later.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie. Yeah.
Hung up on Bonnie.
Okay.
This is why
I'm convinced he's there.
I think Dutch has a shot. I think Dutch has a shot with Bonnie. If you want me to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, you could probably hit that.
If you want me to be honest with you, I think Dutch has a shot.
You know I like older women.
Call her back.
Bonnie.
And let's see if Dutch can play the I think we had a spark moment.
Be like, it'd be like.
I feel like there might have been something between us.
And be like, is Carl home all the time? Be like, is he ever out?
Is Carl out late?
No.
Do you ever need a man to help you?
How do you feel about you?
When Carl's out there shooting radar, do you ever need someone in there shooting, your radar?
You guys just made me feel more uncomfortable right now than you ever have on this show.
Yeah. How old is Bonnie?
Yeah.
65 plus.
Like a raw dog, don't you?
In 1926, I was a really high-end flapper in New York City.
Okay, see? There you go. Dutch, I think you got a shot, bro. I really will help you if you want. I think you got an in because...
I invented the missionary position.
No, that's kidding.
Bonnie, have you ever heard of a lemon party?
No, is it? I am the one who helped found it.
Okay, guys.
She's a missionary.
Bonnie's probably a very nice lady.
Probably a wonderful
probably
woman.
Not
I wanted to give shit to the guy because if he was on to us, he could give a shit back. But that sweet old lady is just like
that. Sweet old lady probably
Carl,
does need.
You're out there with your radar gun again.
That sweet old lady probably doesn't need the vitamin D though, because that guy's out there shooting radar, not giving her a good fucking
vitamin D.
What do you think?
The D is
do you think
for
when
dick.
When she gets mail, she actually has like a folder where she keeps all of the mail that says potential business.
Are you
owner
saying that
like?
Above her jar of Werther's Originals, does she have a place where she keeps her mail? I say probably.
Right next to her mason jar full of matchsticks.
Right next to her little key ring that has way too many keys for her old house. She lived 15 years ago, but she still keeps it because just in case.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's probably her.
Is that right above the 5-gallon drum of pennies?
Yes, that she collects because then she has to get her son-in-law, who fucking hates her, to come over there and grab the pennies and go to the TD Bank.
I don't want to have to go to TD Bank for you.
And it's catty corner to her collection of birds.
You know what? Fuck you, Bonnie. She's a cunt, man. She takes advantage of people.
I have all these leaves in my gutter that I'll let you clean for See? A quarter.
Manipulative bitch.
Just ask her if she needs her plumbing checked.
Don't. That's a porn thing, and you know it.
What?
And you know what you're doing. You're just trying to start some sort of weird gilf porn. I'm not going to allow it on this show. Now we're about to have famous super director Phil Lord on.
Yeah, but that makes all the money in the film industry.
No, it doesn't. That doesn't make all the money. Porn is a dead industry for money. You're not going to make money anymore in porn.
That doesn't sound right.
No, I mean in actual porn for TV. Like, who pays for porn? Really? Who here pays for porn? Who pays for it?
I don't remember.
I do sometimes.
Why?
Why?
Because I can never get a proper girl in an email to give me something.
That's true.
The point is you don't.
It's not what
dude,
ends.
clipsforsale.com, they have every single fetish.
Yeah. But yeah.
So does Infant Tube and Red Tube and X Tube and every other tube out there.
My tube.
Skin Tube.
Exactly.
Fallopian Tube.
Whoa.
What is that?
All right,
that's
John,
a weird fetish.
Once we get past OK Stupid, I think we're going to just teach you how to Google porn for free.
Teach me how to Dougie.
Yeah, we start with the basics.
Or maybe we should be doing that first. I'm not really sure how this works.
Come on, John.
I tried searching for X hamster, and all it was just porn. I couldn't find
it. All it was hamsters.
Hamsters.
All it was hamsters fucking.
It was just hamsters cosplaying as X-Men. It was the wrong one. That one, a little wheelchair.
I was
really
picturing an adorable little Wolverine hamster.
Yeah, and then like an Xavier one where they shave his head.
I'm Googling Wolverine hamster.
Well, you know it's going to be out there. There's got to be a Wolverine
now
hamster.
Now I'm Googling Wolverine hamster.
Everyone Googling Wolverine hamster.
It's so cute.
Is there an Xavier hamster and like a little tiny...
No, there's a Thor, the Captain America hamster, though.
Can you find me a hamster in a wheelchair, please?
Why has everything already...
I'll break his little legs for you, Sean.
Everything has already existed before we've thought of it, and that pisses me off.
Oh, wait, that's a chinchilla and a guinea pig. Oh, you found Wolverine hamster.
I found Wolverine hamster.
He looks so angry.
He does.
Why is he so angry?
But he's very fuzzy.
Hamsters are cute.
I'm not all there.
All right. Hamster's so fat.
Why don't you stop eating? Because you're so fat.
I love it when they shove stuff in their little cheeks.
They always eat so fast.
It's like,
slow down, hamster. I'm not going to take your pellet.
Is that what you hear in your head, Marie?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You're a weird person.
Chill out, hamster.
Stop.
Why you eat so
fast?
Do I
know what I hear in my head when these two start talking about cute animals?
I don't know. Fucking explosion.
You're just jelly.
That's what I hear.
No.
I thought it sounded more like a wind tunnel.
Actually, it's probably more of an.
Oh, look at him.
Stop it. Leave him alone. Stop.
Hey, should we like do a story before we get totally sidetracked by cute things like we always do?
Look at this fat kid in a felt.
That fat kid is so fat.
Wolverine's so fat.
Oh
so
my God. If my job were to yell at fat people on the internet, I'd be the busiest woman alive.
Well, you can just do it for fun.
How do you get paid?
Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of a job description is it? What do you do for a living?
Fat shaming on the internet?
excuse you, I'm a professional digital fat shamist.
No,
you. I'll have you know. I went to 4 years of fat shaming medical school, and I got my doctorate.
You're not a doctor.
It's a four-year program. I had a consolidated program.
I think Dre is more of a doctor than you are.
I am a doctor of digital fat shaming.
The same way a chiropractor is a doctor.
All
listen,
right.
I have a very important line of work.
No, you don't.
I'm making people thinner and more ashamed of themselves all day, every day, or every day.
Every day.
Because I don't have time to say every day. So, excuse you. All right? Excuse you.
Okay.
Skills.
I, for one, appreciate you, Murray.
Thank
you. You're so
skilled. Let's squeeze one in before
Let's squeeze one out.
Squeeze one out.
Philly Lord in.
Philly
Can
Billy?
We come Philly cheesesteak Lord? Philly you think you'll like that? If we come Philly cheesesteak Lord.
Oh, God, it's so annoying.
Oh, my God, D, stop it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, if you don't see what's happening in podcasting.
Oh, my God, it's my
Oh no, Marie's breaking. Stop it, guys.
It's Bonnie.
Mall, stop it.
Are you not looking at the slippers? The I little hamster is wearing Boy, slippers.
I can't. I just can't. This is too much.
Hamster's wearing slippers. Hamster slippers.
Why is a hamster wearing little slippers? I can't, Dutch. It's too cute for me, too. I can't. There's little hamsters in the shut up in the
I
chat.
I love that someone spent the time to make their hamster slippers.
It's just a fucking mouse.
Do that. That's a sad existence.
Did you see the video?
As Dee puts down a knitting thing that she's making for her cat.
I shamefully hide my hamster.
I'm going to Pinterest
slippers.
That.
I'm going to Pinterest the shit out of this later.
My Etsy shop where I only sell clothes for hamsters.
I'm making billions.
All right, now we have to name the store. God damn it.
Dee's hamster store?
Hamsty?
No, it's just, it's too direct. You're not even trying.
Hamster wear?
Whatever, forget it. You
the burrowing weasel.
I'm not good at naming things.
Well, it's not a weasel. It's a hamster.
Yeah, but there's weasel in my pants.
What is it? Come on, dude.
Do you want me to knit sweaters for the weasel in your
pants? You need a fucking sweater for your brother?
Oh, no. It's just called
sweaters.
It's just called Sweater Town. Sweaters for anything.
There you go.
Sweater Town.
It's
Sweater Town.
You need a sweater? I'll knit it.
Okay.
Next step.
Your penguin looks cold. Want a sweater? Penguin sweater.
Okay, Marie, it seems like a terrible commercial.
Bar mitzvah? Right? Blow your kids. That's right.
Why isn't that a video already, Kevin?
Well, we have to actually shoot it like one of those shitty infomercials.
Yell at Kevin for everything.
Kevin used to be so
all right,
fat.
Someone tweet Kevin right the fuck now.
Kevin does look like
Kevin,
a
Kevin, I want to blow your kids.
Whoa, do not say that to Kevin. Do not say that.
Hashtag whoa.
Why? Why the whoa?
Guest one, change your username, but he says Hamstars Professional Photography.
That works.
Hamstars.
Yeah. You gotta
are you
your
saying
name.
Like glamour shots for hamsters? Because I'm liking this.
Oh, of course. Make little bows.
The story, it's ham jammas.
No.
I want to get hamsters that have little boa, feather boas, and put them around their neck and then put little jean jackets on them and then make their little paws sit up underneath their chins and do glamour shots for hamsters. Hamstars.
I like it.
It's a very niche market.
I will tell you
what
to do.
Not glamsters, because I think glamsters is better.
Glamsters.
Yeah,
I like good.
Glamsters. Hashtag copyright, bro.
Glamster shots.
Quick, hashtag copyright.
Okay. Fucking, that's how legally it works, so we know
hashtag
that.
Hashtag LLC.
We know that.
Change your username, schmuck.
He says, don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do. All right, now that we pretty much cornered the whole hamster market. I mean, it was a black hole.
Whoa.
As far as marketing is concerned.
Look, African-American hole. Come on, Marie.
I'm trying to get more listeners.
People are going to be listening later because of the high-profile interview. We want to know that we know the PC terms.
You're right. I apologize.
God, Marie.
I still don't know what to do with Egypt and South Africa, though.
No one does. It doesn't matter because it's not us.
How about hip hamsters?
Just blow them both up.
You're still thinking of hamster stores?
No, it's hipster
hamsters.
It's hip,
hipster hamster?
It's low rise hipster jeans for hamsters.
For hamsters?
It shows off their curvy hips. Oh my God, a knitted hat. A knitted hat for a hamster. Oh, they could play tea time.
Enough about hamster.
Why?
I hate the
oh my
now.
God, Downton Hamster Abbey.
Don't. What is it? Are you recreating Downton Abbey with hamsters?
Yes.
You guys, too many hamster ideas. I want an end to the hamsters.
Faulty hamster towers.
Don't help them,
snowballing
John.
Snowballing hamsters. Hamster ideas.
Whoa, snowballing what?
Domino has some interesting questions. Like, damn the details on that hamster hat, first of all. But how does it stay on its head?
He's clearly holding it on his head.
Oh, yeah,
I would
well,
stick a nail through
holes
it.
For his ears, right?
I would stick a nail right through the top.
They didn't think of that.
That's not good.
No, it's resting
know,
on top of his
of
ears.
That hamster's riding dirty.
No,
because he's pooping in the trunk.
Oh, that's right. Didn't the stupid Kia commercials have those fat hamsters and now they're skinny and?
Oh yeah.
They wear like suits.
I knew I hated hamsters for a reason.
Well, yeah, they got a personal trainer and they hit the hip.
I knew I hated hamsters for a reason.
Dutch has been, blindly hating hamsters for years.
Like, why do I hate this animal so much? Oh, that's right.
It's because of a fucking car commercial?
Dutch blindly hated hamsters for so many years.
Right. Well, it was mainly because I had a hamster trap. business that failed.
Oh,
invested a lot of money in small hamster traps that didn't really work out so well.
Oh my God, there's just so many untapped resources with hamsters, guys.
Mall is fantastic. Look at that.
Did you call them trapsters?
Hamsterdam.
No, I call them Dutch's Amazing Hamster Traps Awesome, and it Dutch. Didn't catch on. And I couldn't buy the URL because it was too long.
Is that a subsidiary of your Gator Traps? Like,
yeah.
It's an umbrella thing going on here? Like, you know, shell corporation?
Really, you should have invested...
I had a lot of ideas earlier on.
You should have invested in either mouse or rat traps before you went to hamster, because usually hamsters are already people's pets.
Well, here was the trap. Is essentially what happens is that, like, I set out, like, a small amount of hamster, like, LSD kind of thing,
There's
and
no
then I
saw
thing. Set out, like, a small, like, hamster razor blade. So
There's
I,
no
I,
such
I,
thing.
Will the thing into freaking out, and then I put a mirror there so it sees it, and then hoping that it might cut itself.
What
and
are you?
It slowly.
Are you wow. setting up hamsters?
I sold one unit.
Oh my God, you're the Dr. Kevorkian of hamsters, you fucking weirdo.
I wanted them to do it on their own, but not really thinking it was doing it on their own, so it didn't look bad on me.
Oh my God.
Why is that hamster
like
golfing?
Like musical Oklahoma when
were you
hamster
also
Gilmore. The song and tries to get that guy to... Jed to kill himself?
Yeah, basically, that's essentially
Oklahoma
what the
idea,
I'm actually, you know, I'm surprised you know that reference. Wow.
Oklahoma,
I'm
yeah.
surprised you know that reference.
Jesus Christ, that was weird. We're going to like a mind meld today.
I also
business with animal traps.
I also want to know if Joel was writing little hamster suicide notes to plant next to
Dutch. Dutch, I got it. We remarket it.
It was fat shaming because they're all fat.
We remarket it, Dutch.
Turned out to just be a really good exercise program for hamsters.
We remarketed Dutch as Oklahoma Hamster Trap Emporium. That way it sounds bigger, right?
Okay,
let's
hamsters.
Do this. Okay, not okay hamsters. That's just okay. a dating site
no,
for hamsters.
Not that's old school. I need to go with like a website sounding type.
Oh,
thing.
Future.
Future Cox.
You know, hamster.
EU.
Hamsterware. Is that is future hamster?
Futurehotties.org.
I'm not good at this. I'm not good at panicking.
Well, neither am I. I wasted a lot of money on that one.
Yeah, hey, wait a minute. Don't search it. Hamster it.
What? I don't get it.
Are you saying instead of Google, we hamster things? I don't think that's going to work.
And the search icon is a little tiny hamster. When you click it, it squeaks.
It's search Aww. Engines for hamsters by hamsters.
Like FUBU, but for hamsters.
Right.
Yes. Hoobu.
No, you still, that's hamster us no, by us.
That's the urban hamster market.
Someone has to corner it.
Look,
I'm sure it's pretty easy to corner a hamster, especially when it's in that plastic ball.
Look, I'm pretty sure we can have all these hamster corners covered because hamsters are small, so I'm assuming their corners are small.
That's a good what? Theory.
The round just don't sit on one.
What did you pull up on Urban Dictionary, Sean?
Hamstering.
What is that?
Hamstering on Urban Dictionary is the act of being busy and spending a lot of time on something, but not getting anything accomplished, just like a hamster exercising.
So like
on
this whole bit.
It's
what we're doing
this
right
This whole
now.
Bit is hamstering.
Yes.
It's very meta.
Wait, so we're hamstering with hamsters?
No, yes. We're not. Why does someone put a hamster with a knife on a hamster? Why do they tape
okay,
a
now
knife
this word
a
doesn't make sense anymore.
What hamster?
You know, like when you say your own name enough times.
I don't Dutch.
Sense.
I'm not like you. I don't say my own name a lot, so it's weird. How well, often do you say your name, you fucking idiot?
I don't know a lot.
A normal amount.
A normal amount. You know,
like 100 times a day.
Mainly when I'm talking to myself, I'm like, you fucking idiot. What's wrong with you?
Come on, Joel. Get your act together.
You're better than this.
He starts slapping his little face. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Oh, by the way, I started a hashtag, and I was thinking maybe you guys probably had
sure.
this. Hashtag fun dick moves. Like the one I tweeted out earlier was when you're at a drive-thru and, you know, like the whole back and forth you're supposed to have. When you give your order and then while she's asking, can I get you anything else or telling you your total, you just pull forward.
Well, I mean.
Fun dick
oh,
move.
Well, some people
meant,
do that.
Like, fun things you do with your dick.
No.
Helicopter and stuff. I was sitting here thinking. Hmm.
Wow, you got something. You're a perv.
No, yeah. Joel. I was thinking yeah, the same is. Thing.
See.
Oh,
so was
well,
I.
A friend.
That's
he
a
said
dick
that
move.
Used...
You guys have never heard that.
I was picturing
I
you.
I mean,
doing
I,
a
now I know
dick.
What you're talking about.
I have now. Yeah, good one.
But that's not really much of a dick move. I mean, they're not going to be offended that you pulled up. Faster.
Oh, it's always fun to just walk away from someone in the middle of talking. Or something else I like to do is like when I get change back from someone, if I'm wearing like a long sleeve shirt, I'll intentionally take a while to pull the sleeve in front of my hand so they don't touch me with their hands.
That's fucking annoying.
Fun dick move.
Yeah, or the other thing Dutch does, which at restaurants.
Oh, yeah, this is fun.
Go ahead, Dutch. Okay, fine. We were with Dutch.
Passes out on the side.
And restaurant. We said this before, but when he wants a waitress's or waiter's attention, he'll just put his hand up like this. And then, like a little kid, then put his other hand behind him and just hold it up until...
Oh, pick me. Oh.
Like that.
Until he's going to be like, yes. Hi, can I get another beer?
It's just so annoying and childish.
Are you six?
Yes, that's why it's fun.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag fun dick move.
That is fun. I agree. Well, a while ago, I was driving... A while ago, I was driving around with Mersh, it was a couple years ago. And there was, I don't know why I did it. I still feel terrible, but it was just, it was fucking terrible. We were driving around, and this old lady could tell she's lost, and we're on OBT, which is like a big industrial highway part here. So anyway, she goes, do you know where such and such road is? And I knew where it was, and I just told her the opposite direction for no reason.
There you go.
Question.
Hold on, I said to her, I said, yeah, just turn left up here at the light. I go down like two blocks. And, blah, 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 blah. And then Michael.
Sorry, my friend's a little slow. The town is that way.
Mike said, why did you do that? I go, I don't know. I don't know why you did that. And I said, I
thought you were being a dick. That's pretty bad.
I know. I don't know why I did it. It was so mean.
Oh, here's another thing I like to do in convenience. I only do these things, by the way, when I'm with friends just to get their reaction out of it. Like, if I buy, like, something small at a gas station, like, either a pack of cigarettes, whatever.
Or your penis.
Can I get a bag with that? So I make them.
Why?
Because it's fun.
Our grocery store has been asking us every single goddamn time I buy milk if I want my milk in a bag. I don't know why they keep asking me that.
Like no, yeah. I would like in a glass, please.
No, yes. No. Yes, please bag my milk.
John.
Next time, do that. Be like, no, I'd like it in a glass, actually. Do you have any cookies nearby? Oh,
and also, can you tuck me in?
You know,
trying to get a date.
At the bar also, you know, when they give you a beer, they go, do you want a mug for that? Be like, no, I want you to actually get me enough shot glasses to fill them all up. That's what I want to drink out of today, just to annoy them. And don't tip them, of course, because you're not people.
No.
No, you're not supposed to.
No.
You are Publix.
Publix?
You're not supposed to tip them.
Remember when we were at 7-Eleven Friday and the guy made me get a bag for my purchase? Like,
the guy that was hitting on you?
The black guy. Yeah. We walk in there. It was.
I was like, I don't know. I mean, I guess.
It was me.
Wait, what did you need a bag for?
Hold on. We're snacks. We're 7-Eleven.
Snacks.
And it was myself, Marie, and Dee. So we're standing there. And this black guy standing there. And for no reason, I walk up to go pay. And he goes, yo, little man. No, yo, big man. I go, yeah. I go. He goes, hey, does that one there like black guys? And I go,
I think he called me Shorty.
Does Shorty like black guys? Now he's black, so I don't know if he meant the short one or like shoddy, like you know, like they say to girls, like shoddy. So to be safe, I just said which one. She goes, the little one. I go, oh,
I don't know, sweet sister.
I said, dude, I don't know, but I don't think so. And I put my hand like hand up like this, like I was like, I don't know. And he gave me like daps, like, all right, man. Like I was like, what's happening? What's happening? We're friends now?
Don't touch me, bro.
So
I want to be in a porn with a black guy. I want the porn to make money.
Thank you.
What the fuck did I say that?
I don't know, but I have it. Whenever we're talking about subjects, I'll just start typing in keywords in my player. And then I saw that one just says, I want to be a porn with a black guy, Marie. And I was like, all right, we'll play it, see what happens.
I don't even remember that.
It's fantastic.
I'm funny.
So funny.
It's so fat.
So fat.
So fiat.
Fiat.
I'm fiat?
Fiat.
Is that a thing? Is that like ratchet? Ratchet's the thing now.
Seriously, what the fuck does ratchet mean?
It's not good.
It's like busted.
I actually follow our urban or black translations. I think I remember. Here, I'll find it.
You follow?
Yeah, on Twitter, there's a Twitter thing called either Earl of Translations or Black Translations or whatever. And
Earl of Translations.
They have like three or four tweets a day. It's really
like ghetto, I think.
Ghetto Translations? That's what it is. Ghetto Translations.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
Ratchet. I think Ratchet is like janky.
What's janky?
It's like janky, but janky.
Yeah, like ghetto.
It's right. Like Jenga, but with metal parts.
It's messed up.
That's awful.
It's just ratchet.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I don't know.
Because I remember I asked a black guy one time. He's like, you know, man, it's old school. I'm like, how is a ratchet old school?
Ratchet.
It's a pretty modern tool.
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary, too? I am, too.
Ratchet, an annoying, very rude person, normally tries to act ghetto by typing in words or using phrases such as AF, janky, finna, cuss, etc. Most people
the one I have is different than
think of ratchet. Girls or boys is trashy. In other words, ratchet person is the most non-classy human being in the presence.
Here's one that's a little more to the point. It says, a diva, mostly from urban cities and ghettos, that has reasons on her own to believe that she's every man's eye candy.
Wait, so ratchet has to be female? Good.
What a ratchet bitch.
I didn't know ratchet has to be female specifically. I thought it could be anybody.
According to the ones that Evan and I are reading, yeah.
Well, then maybe. Why does the gay community use it so often?
Because they all think of themselves. Ratchets?
Because they're basically black girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gay dudes and black chicks.
Fags.
It's actually a really good comparison.
True story. I feel like sometimes I have to read up on this stuff before I go out, because otherwise I'm like, what are you talking about?
Gays.
I usually have a sit-down sesh with all my gay friends.
Don't say sesh.
I'll be like,
I like to say sesh.
Don't say sesh.
I'll be all...
They know that I'm hipping with it.
They don't think that. Sesh. They think you're someone who's trying to be hip with it, but is not.
Hip and with it. Hip
don't
it.
Say sesh.
Whip it.
Whip. Whip.
Hip it real good.
Whip it.
Whip it.
I'll be all, hey, you want to Google hamsters with me?
Speaking of ratchet ass bitches, where's Phil Lord?
I don't know. It looks like he's a little bit late.
Was he calling us? Oh, okay, I thought we were calling him.
What does he think? He's better than us?
Maybe. He probably is.
Oh, man. Is he going to call?
Typical signs of a ratchet to beware of are included but not limited to owning a BlackBerry.
Owning a BlackBerry.
What?
Blair's Anything by Drake, 2 Chainz, Nicki Minaj, Gucci Mane, or Waka Flocka. Rowdily quoting lyrics from aforementioned artists.
Oh.
Has a weave reminiscent of a bird's nest after a tempest hit the tree it was in and has died at least 3 times.
Okay.
That's very specific. I'm just reading through this, sorry.
I think someone called and hung up like really fast.
Just calling him back.
No, let him call.
Oh, Lord, might have heard you call him Ratchet.
They'll call back. It's fine.
Yeah.
Now he's offended.
See, Dutch, see what you did? Now you offended my friend.
Well, our friend.
No, my friend. Not our, mine.
Maul says Phil Lord ate him.
Oh, no, not his evil twin, Phil Lord. He's so fat.
So fat. So fiat. He's so fiat 500.
Now, John, what does fiat 500 mean?
I don't know.
No, you have to come. No, you've said it. And by definition, saying something new means that it's.
He's so fiat 500. He's like fiat, but he's like so small.
Is this our super best friend director, Phil Lord, calling us?
Yeah.
Or not?
I'm here. I'm ready.
There he is.
We found him.
How'd it go? Did we get on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the phone.
You getting patched through?
He is.
Am I on live internet?
Yes, you're on live internet right now, sir.
Live.
Whoa. This is such good radio right now.
Isn't it great?
You should have heard the show an hour ago.
Okay, hold on a second. Did you have someone call in for us and then they just handed you the phone? Is that why that awkward intro there?
That's what happened. That's
Jesus, you're all famous now. I don't like this.
Bravo to having people.
I've gone Hollywood.
Awesome.
Too fancy to dial phones.
I don't even know how the phone works anymore.
I bet you Phil hasn't worn a t-shirt in 2 years. All he wears is button-ups now. He's too famous.
I'm too famous.
Yeah. Oh, he's really in a wind tunnel.
He's driving through a tunnel.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so Phil, I have to get one question out of the way immediately. Your last tweet, where were you that you had Paul McCartney photobombing you?
Oh, yeah. At a Clipper game.
All right.
Clipper games.
Right before the big Clippers crisis.
Oh.
Sir
Paul was there. That's when the Clippers were like the good team that everybody wanted to visit.
Sir Paul. Ugh.
Well, dude, you have to call. Did you call him that to his face when you met him?
Like you're just a carpetbagger, my friend. I know you're not a real Clipper fan. No, that guy was so excited. I've never seen a celebrity more excited to be on camera. So obviously, the stadium camera like went straight to him, and he got up and started dancing and mugging. I mean, the guy is being famous.
Were you wearing a Heat jersey, Phil?
Guys, I got to tell you something.
No.
I have another life.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm a Heat fan, but when I'm not a Heat fan, I'm a Clipper fan.
He's just...
No, it's okay. I understand Phil. It. I understand it. I wish I was in L.A. for that.
It's like two families.
It's...
I get it, because Phil's wealthy now, and wealthy people are fans of the Clippers.
Yeah, you can be as wealthy as you want, but, dude, you got to support your team, man. Come on.
I support my team. I'm very grateful to have them. I support two teams, and with one is the worst owner in the league, and the other is the best owner in the league.
Okay.
We're talking about the Dolphins, then?
No, the Heat.
I like
Dutch.
To split it up.
Dutch, we're talking about basketball.
We're talking basketball, guy.
Reel it in, Dutch.
Okay. I thought he was talking about Florida teams. Sorry, I zoomed out for a second. I was looking through your pictures on Twitter.
I don't want to just discuss basketball with Phil. I would like to discuss
the TED Talk he was on recently.
Okay, fine. I guess that too. You were on TED Talks. Jeez, dude, you're everywhere now.
Before we get to that, I want to ask him if he knows what the term ratchet means.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, what does ratchet mean? We hear the kids saying it, and you hang with the kids, obviously. You know,
I don't know what ratchet means.
Well,
I'm very out of touch.
What good are you?
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. apparently, according to you, according to this thing, it says a diva, mostly from urban cities and ghettos, has reason to believe that she's every man's eye candy. You're kind of a ratchet guy because you don't support your team.
Oh, I see. Got it. I mean, I really support my team. I just support another team on the side.
I understand. Yeah. I understand your pain.
It's
though.
Totally
baby.
It's totally cool.
I love you. I just have another team on the side.
Right. Still my number one.
Come on, baby.
Baby. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So let's get down to the dirty talk.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Please.
What is up with last week? What were you wrapping up that you were too busy to call in last week?
Oh, goodness. I'm so sorry. We just finished 22 Jump Street Sunday night. And so we had to race to the finish, and we were up every single night until 2 in the morning, working on like 6-hour turnarounds, just trying to finish the mix and the.
It's because everything in LA stops at 2.
The movie was very crazy. But I hope you guys love it. I think it turned out great.
Well, it's going to be amazing. I mean, the other project, though, because I want to just really quick, the new TV show that you got with it's with your reunion with Will Forte, which
yes.
I'm very, very excited, which to me obviously means, you don't have to say it on air, but it means obviously Clone High is coming back in a big, big way. This is just a stepping stone.
Holy
I get
shit.
It.
Are you serious?
I get it. I get it. Yeah. I mean, I'm making this up, but it has to be true.
Royce is obviously teasing The Last Man on Earth. Why don't you tell us about it?
I just left the offices when it was time to talk to you guys. It's going great. We have a show on the air on Fox. It stars Will Forte. He's writing and producing in addition, and it's a very descriptive title. He plays the only character and it's a lot of like watching him figure out how to live in a world without any other people.
Is it supposed to be funny more so, or like poignant more so?
It is funny. It can't help but be a little poignant because it's so sad. But a lot of it is just like him realizing that he doesn't have to live the way everybody else lives. Like, he can have a margarita pool or a toilet pool and both. And it's just like, you know, it's kind of getting in the mind of Will a little bit and the things that interest him. And it's a really funny mind.
Are you suggesting that Will Forte really does want to have a margarita pool?
Yeah, he has a margarita pool.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
I want a margarita.
I want one too.
I have a question. Yeah. Does Will Forte drive a Kia Forte?
I hope he blasts the music really loud. Musicians
and follow-up question,
joke.
Does he hate the fact that Kia called their car a Forte?
No, I would think he's just excited about that.
It's fantastic.
Right?
Oh, hey, absolutely.
Hey, Phil, I have a question from one of our listeners, and I'm reading this verbatim. Nate wants to know if when you were having relations with a girl when you were younger, did you ever say you've just been filled by the Lord?
No, I can't say that I have.
Can you say it like to your wife?
When I was younger, that's kind of something I say all the time. Still,
awesome.
When you think of a line that good, kind of like to, you know, I just kind of stick with it. I've made it my signature.
Right.
Just fantastic.
No, I can't say I've ever said that. I don't know why. It seems like such a good thing to say to
seems so obvious.
A person that you care about. Yeah.
Right.
It's a classy move.
Yeah, it's a classy move.
So what should I be excited for in 22 Jump Street?
Richard Grieco, hopefully?
Maybe.
I can't comment on any...
Damn it! You always do that!
But, but IMDb says it, Phil! IMDb!
Do you believe everything?
I can't comment on any cameos, but as much as I would like to. But yeah, there's a couple of faces that are somewhat fleeting in this movie. But there's a lot of... There's at least one humongous surprise that you won't be expecting.
Is it Richard Grieco?
It's Richard Grieco.
It's not a casting surprise.
Okay. Oh,
because I was going to say John Santieri is going to make a cameo.
No. It's more of a plot surprise, and then I don't know. You're going to love it. It's a really weird movie. It might be weirder than the first one.
Phil, I have a question for you about 22 Jump Street here. You know, after watching the first movie.
Now, I've only seen the 21st one. I haven't seen 1 through 20. Do I need to see those?
No. That's
you don't need to see all of them.
Okay, good.
To understand the 22nd. If you've seen 21, you should be good.
It's like Star Trek. I get it. It's like I get it. No problem. Gotcha now.
So I've seen 21, and now in 22, I am very excited to see a lot more of Channing Tatum's abs. Are we going to see how much Channing Tatum ab are we going to get in this movie?
Ooh, good question.
You are going to be disappointed, my friend.
Oh, disappointed? How many Jonah Hill penis scenes do we get?
You don't get that many. You get zero penises.
That many.
Zero abs.
Zero abs?
You know what? We had a lot of nudity in the movie, and we wound up cutting all of it out.
Oh, why?
No one wanted to see it. It was like a comedy killer.
It's Channing Tatum!
So does that mean... So does that mean when the movie comes out on DVD box set that there's going to be a director's cut or an unrated version?
No. You know what? We looked at that and we watched it and we thought it was way worse than the movie we were releasing.
Is it going to be?
So we were like, no, the best cut of the movie is the one that's going to be in theaters. Probably an hour's worth of deleted scenes that will be on the DVD that we're actually working on right now, and they're really funny, and they're way funnier by themselves than they are in the movie for some reason.
So I have a question. Well, here, not a question, more or less. It's okay. So this isn't going to be a Hangover 2, is it? Where basically it's going to be the same jokes and the same gags. Like, in your professional opinion, like, are you? You're. I'm assuming you're pretty proud of this one. And is it going to be completely different than the first one? Sort of similar. Like, what's the vibe of this one?
I don't know. That was the thing we struggled with, which is, like, there's certain, you know, it wants to be different and it wants to be the same. And when you make it too different, it stops feeling like a sequel to the first one. And then you make it too the same, it does start to feel like Hangover 2 or something, where you feel like, okay, I've seen that joke and this is just, like, a louder version of that joke. So there's not a lot of sequels to the jokes, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not like Airplane 2 or something.
So, like, continuity jokes.
It's a little bit of that. There's a little bit of, like, a little bit of play on
you know, what we saw the first time.
Like a How I Met Your Mother type of thing.
If the situation is similar and how it develops is really different.
So, okay. In watching your TED Talk about rewriting, where you were talking about Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and how you had to go back to the drawing board like three times and got fired twice, which was hilarious, by the way. It got me thinking, did you have to go back to the drawing board with 22 Jump Street? And I want to know about some of the things you had to throw away because it totally didn't work.
Yes, you always have to go back to the drawing board. We've been developing the script for, you know, a solid year before we signed on to do it. And there were a couple of wrong turns. And, you know, the truth is that every one of those wrong turns helps the movie in some way because it just helps you get smarter about what the movie really has to be. And so we started to kind of embrace that as just part of the movie-making process. And now what we talk about is we need to get this version up so we can see what's wrong with it so that we can write the actual version instead of trying to, like, get it right the first time. We're just trying to fail as fast as we possibly can.
And I'm assuming it was Chris Miller that did all the failing and you did all the succeeding.
Chris did a lot of failing.
Yeah, where is Chris these days? I think the last time we talked to you, was that with Chris or was that the time before?
I think Chris was on the phone. He's taking a day off with his family for
this. Oh, okay. Well, that's not as important as talking to us. Tell him that next time.
I know. I told him that.
We are a huge show.
I have to say, is it me or does it feel like even more professional this time?
Oh, it's way worse.
It is not just you,
guys,
sir.
Are even better.
It is not just you.
Well, we've been talking to you for like, what, the last 3 years now?
Yeah, for longer than that.
Easily, maybe more. And it does sound like you've prepared questions ahead of time.
Oh, not at all.
I have. Don't worry. I have.
She has.
Marie has.
Yeah, okay.
And I have. I guess I have a professional question because I give that because now you're, like you said, you know, you're all Hollywood now, and you know, just big time director.
Right.
Me and Sean have been friends for about 15 years. Right here, Sean. Hi. So I know for a fact that me and Sean have seen each other's penises at least 12 times.
At Jesus. Least.
How many times have you and Chris seen each other's penises? I just want to see how close friends you are. I think it's a good question. I think it's fair. It's a fair
terrible
question.
Question, Royce.
It's fair.
First of all, it's a
professional question.
Yeah. I reject the premise of your question.
But it's a good question.
The number of times you see each other's penises equates to how close you are as friends.
Well,
that's however, true, because you could be at a gym and see one dude that you never talk to at all every day.
Exactly, and I see his penis every day.
Well, I mean,
exactly.
I don't even know his name. So, that said, I will say that Chris and I've seen his penis more than one time.
All right.
The only times I've seen him are in a spa or sort of hot tub situation. And I think he could probably say the same. Yeah.
All right.
We do a lot of meetings. We take a lot of meetings in naked hot tubs.
Okay. Still think we're professional?
That's so Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hey.
Nice.
You know,
Hollywood.
The best ideas come from when you are in a relaxed environment among friends, just spitballing.
With exactly. Your unit out.
That's how you are the most creative.
Knocking them out of the park today, guys.
So,
yeah, we're doing it. We're nailing it.
So outside of 20...
My publicist is going to be so happy that I just... Why did you say those things about
me? Oh, yeah. Our listeners are gonna be tweeting him being like, hey, by the way, Phil says you got a big dick.
Yeah, good.
Chris will just have to call in and explain himself.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
So outside of the excitement of 22 Jump Street being in theaters June 13th, I did also notice that the Lego Movie number 2 has been announced.
Yeah, by the way, I want to apologize for that movie bombing for you. That must have been hard.
Been a tough time.
It really seems it.
Like, it had high aspirations, and it just didn't.
I got to ask. That just reminded me. Rumor, and I know it's a rumor, and if you can say it or not, but did they really want you guys to do the new Ghostbusters? You and Chris?
I probably shouldn't talk about that either.
Damn it! Never talks about anything fun.
I will say that that's like a big part of their, you know, of like the Sony legacy, and they're working really hard to make a really cool, you know, next version of it, and I think it's going to be really good.
Okay, I will say this: if anybody does it, we all here hope it's you guys. Now,
well, hell yeah.
We hope it is, because you guys did a great job with 21 Jump Street. And a lot of people did say it's going to be, and you got a lot, and it turned out to be great. You got a sequel. So I think you guys could do great. Look at me just kissing his ass.
Yeah,
on there,
if
like
Michael
Hollywood.
Bay gets it, I'm going to slit my wrist.
I'm up for seeing what he does with it.
Dear God. Dear God, Phil.
How great would that be?
I just thought of something. Did you put a dolphin in 22 Jump Street?
I can confirm that there is a dolphin in 22.
Yes!
Whoa! Wait, why did you ask that, Marie? What are you hearing?
You
won't know where it is.
Okay.
Okay, we'll find it.
Joel, also, did they see the pool? They flipped the bitch.
Joel, the dolphin reference is a Clone High reference.
Oh, Clone High. I'm sorry. Yeah, I missed that. Sorry.
Excellent.
Shit, that's how long we've been talking to you. It was when Clone High was still.
I know, a long time. We put dolphin noises in
everything.
Almost everything we've made. It might be like one episode. Oh, nice. there's like one episode of Clone High that doesn't have one in it. But that was an oversight.
Of course.
Oh.
Now,
we almost forgot. Was it you guys? We almost forgot to put one in the Lego movie, and then somebody.
Yes, that was us.
That was us.
Yeah.
We're the ones who reminded you?
Tweeted it out, and we're like, oh, right. And we were at the mix. We're like, we should do that.
I really feel like that we should have gotten credit for that dolphin effect.
Yeah, and I also noticed in 21 Jump Street, all the fours that were on the chalkboard. Was that a Clone High reference? Because I caught that, too.
That was a Clone High reference.
Good.
Yeah. I'm the number 5.
Yeah.
Well, he says, I think he says I'm the number... I'm the number 5 or I'm the number 4?
No, it's a number 4 yelling, I'm the number 5.
I think we know what was said on Clone High, Phil.
Yeah, so the reason that there are 4s and the reason there are 4s in Jump Street is one of the Clone High officers, you know, the Clone High officers were in the abandoned hospital where they shot Scrubs.
Nice.
And,
right.
And the Scrubs was going at the same time, and we were like around the corner, and they weren't using the old psych ward. Which was also the old, like, detox unit. And so our officers were in this crazy, scary, abandoned psych ward of this hospital. And in one person's office, somebody had carved the number 4 into the window thousands of times. And so Jesus. We just, like, for some reason, that never left us. And then, and it's just something that kind of pops up every once in a while.
So dolphins for no reason and psychopaths carving 4s are the reoccurring things in your movies and shows.
Mom in the chat says, "Would you like to do more animated stuff, or are you just doing?"
What do you prefer, Phil? Do you prefer the live action, the animated, or what do you?
I like it all. I mean, we like it all, and there's advantages to live action in that they're a lot shorter. We made Jump Street in a year, and, you know, Lego took 4. We made 2 Jump Streets while Lego was being made.
Wow. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
So they're a big investment, but there's also there's something really rewarding, uniquely rewarding about making movies for families and children.
Yeah, like 67 and million rewards.
They know that you're trying to, you're trying to expand a kid's mind, kind of. And
right.
Trying to share something with them that they've never discovered before. And the thing that's really fun about doing a movie for children is that they'll come out of the theater and they'll tell you it's the best movie they've ever seen. And it's probably true because they've seen like 3 movies.
Yeah, my 5-year-old was a huge fan.
Lower. Yeah, they don't know how much better a movie can be than the one you're giving them.
That's right.
It really helps.
Didn't you ask your 5-year-old what he would ask the director of the Lego movie? You got a question out of your 5-year-old.
His question wasn't really a question. It was more of like, hey, do you remember when Batman came down and was like, and then he quoted something Batman said and then was like, that was good.
So your kid's Chris Farley.
Yeah, he was very Chris Farley about it. But he was a huge fan.
Born sure.
And thank you very much for him singing Everything is Awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ad nauseum.
Sorry.
He doesn't know any of the other lyrics. Just everything is awesome.
They're horrible. That song.
I didn't realize it was Tegan and Sarah.
I can't believe it made it all the way through the movie. That was just a whim. You know, that's just like we're writing the screenplay one day and we're like, and then they live in this world and it's like everybody's really friendly and the song on the radio is called Everything is Awesome and they play it incessantly, and it has to be, and I think in the screenplay it says it's the catchiest song ever written and it's horrible.
That's it so much.
And I think we accomplished that, like a horrible song that you can't get out of your head.
So wait, you just passed that off to the music department and they just came up with it?
They kind of did. There was a lot of effort and a lot of sweat that went into making something that we knew would drive people insane, but that children would love.
So basically,
I remember about 5 minutes into the movie, I was like, oh my God, this movie's genius. It's just a 2-hour ad for Legos, because my son just turned to me and was like, I want all of them.
Oh, I know. I know. It is diabolical.
It was wonderfully diabolical.
It's very diabolical. But, you know.
It got him building with Legos. It got him creative. So I was happy.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you know, I think it's a fair critique to say that, like, gosh, what's happened to the film business that we only make these movies that are based on brand? But they're going to happen anyway. And they might as well make them as intelligent as you can possibly make them, you know? You might as well try to, like, say something really important about what it's like to play with Lego. And I think the reason we got involved in that movie in the first place was, this is like a great toy. This is a great thing that's happened to the world, that this thing exists and that kids play with it in a way that makes them smarter and connects their left brain and their right brain and makes them more creative. Like, we got really inspired by that.
So
it's really great.
Much better than Lincoln Logs.
Better than Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln Logs, the movie.
Yeah, which we wrote that. We're right. It's actually, that's up next for us.
Oh, wow.
But is it starring Abraham Lincoln?
Because that'd be amazing.
It stars Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, just him taking a shit.
The origin of Lincoln Logs. Yeah.
Typical Indian super cop.
Now, I know we're getting close to the end of our interview, but we always try to pitch you a new idea. We always do.
Yeah.
That is our thing.
Let's take the money.
Exactly. So this time around, it's actually a web series that our friend is doing. And if you could take a look at it, I think he's making some awesome ass stuff. And it's called it's called Welcome to Tate's. And it's basically based off out of a comic book shop that he works at, or at least podcasts out of, where this really kind of average guy brings to life some of the villains. And so it's basically bringing comic book characters to life and then stories happen. What do you think about...
And then stories automatically happen.
And then stories happen.
Well, you know,
it's a terrible way to sell that, Marie, by the way.
Well, what do you want from me? I learned about it yesterday.
Basically, the guy's an animator, and then through some kind of like a crazy thing, you know, villains come up and start fucking shit up, essentially, is what it is. And then the whole story goes off in there. It's a mini web series, essentially, right? Like,
he stumbles across the Infinity Gauntlet.
There it is.
So, John, didn't you have a part in that?
I do. I play Deadpool.
So, do you want to maybe pitch a scene or something from it?
I don't know if I can pitch a scene.
Or I don't know. What was your involvement on it? Because I hadn't seen that episode, because it's not out yet.
How I came into play, they were just all talking around and like all these other superheroes are popping up, and all of a sudden Deadpool starts going through the action figure section and he picks up an action figure and he talks to Larry, the main character. He goes, hey, does this action figure make me look fat?
And that was Deadpool saying. It was a great pitch.
It's a terrible pitch.
I, I didn't know I was supposed to pitch it.
Basically, what we're doing is our buddy is he's got all the he does all the film stuff that we used to do back in the day, and he's basically doing a Kickstarter type of campaign for this mini web series that he's doing. So the only thing we're asking from you is possibly a retweet. Yeah, maybe.
End it. I like it. I like how meekly you asked for that. Yeah.
All right.
Just trying to help Nate out.
We'll tweet it to you, and we expect a retweet.
That's the most humble I've ever seen Dutch in my life.
Aw.
I'm just trying to be helpful.
Yeah.
I still think you're a ratchet ass hoe, but.
Oh, wow. All right. I like that.
All right. So let's get your last plugs out. It's 22 Jump Street, right?
22 Jump Street, June 13th. You already did an awesome job
earlier
in the show, but it doesn't hurt to repeat it.
No, never does. And sign off. Why do you think Creed is better than Nickelback?
Oh.
I've been silently judging you because of that.
We invited both to be in a part of 22 Jump Street. And one of them is in 22 Jump Street.
Is it Creed?
Is it Nickelback?
No, you dummy.
Oh.
No. Because one of them was cool enough to be like, yeah, I'll do that.
Sweet.
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 I guess only one of them could take you higher. Boom. Nailed it. That's a good joke. That was
a good
joke.
He's not in his own prison anymore.
You could use that joke, Phil. You could put it in the movie. I know you're going to go. You go for it, bro. It's all yours.
Also, if you do a 23. Also, Phil, if you do a 23 Jump Street, if there's any way that you can film in Miami so that I can go in for an audition, would be great.
I tried. It's my dream to go shoot there. We wanted.
Is it a hard time to do it?
It was really fun.
Miami's expensive.
I can't remember what it was. At that time, it wasn't ideal. These movies, they chase tax credits all over the world now.
Right.
I don't know, Phil. I watched Bird Notice, Florida, and they got Miami. I watched Bird Notice, and they got Miami down packed. There's always tropical music. Just everyone's always drinking margaritas everywhere.
People in terrible
almost
fedoras.
Almost just looks like photo ops.
The drink of South Florida.
And isn't that? Oh, yeah. You had a beef with that in Dexter as well, didn't you? The fact that it's like the exact same shot every time.
Really did it. Yeah, I would love for somebody to like really show, like do a show about like Hialeah.
No.
And do a show about like Broward County and like what it really feels like to be, to be in Florida. I haven't really seen anybody do it.
Yeah, that movie Bully.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to be in South Florida. The kid dies at the end.
Okay, that's a really depressing movie.
Wow.
Pretty depressing. What a weird way to end.
Phil, I think you should do a movie about South Florida, about how the massive amount of Clippers fans that live in South Florida.
Yeah, the one Clipper fan.
Yeah.
I root for the Clippers because I hate the Lakers. I mean, I'm not going to root for the Lakers. And I root for the Kings when the Panthers are useless during playoff season.
So every year?
Every year. Every year during playoff season. I root for the Kings.
Yeah. They're fun.
I mean, I haven't lived in LA in a while.
I just don't relate to a team that has won that many times.
We're doing it.
All right.
I got to LA, and I relate to teams that are sort of perennial losers. That's more my style.
All right, so we're going to go to a Heat game and really show everyone what it's like. But we got to wrap up, Phil. Thank you so much for calling in. And everyone go out and see 22 Jump Street in theaters June 13th.
Very professional, Marie.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm not.
All right.
Have a wonderful evening,
Phil.
All right, Phil.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye. Later.
All right, we got to wrap up ourselves.
Yeah, we got to wrap up. Thank you, guys. I mean, there's no outro. We got it. Red Show is...
Yeah, thanks to the Red Show, you guys. Sorry for going over, you guys.
Thanks, Peaches.
We do appreciate
love
it.
Good, you, Red,
but we know their fans are super understanding and aren't going to be assholes or anything, so that's fine.
No, they're the loveliest group of people. No, why isn't the music playing?
Okay, there's no
music.
There's
no music.
No, anyone else?
We'll do it in post.
Bye, guys.
I'll sing. Sean, song, Phil Lord. Leaving now.
All right, guys. Bye.
Yeah.
You had me once or twice.
Wait, how does the song actually go?
Shut up. Bye, guys.
Bye. And bye. They're too excited.
Bye. Bye.
Why don't you just exit?